Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafra friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from somewhere in Africa on this very day, the 7th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time now is 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in London, and 2 minutes past the hour wherever you are, because Radio Biafra is received across the entire 24 time zones of the world, running from the east to the west. In every band of the time zone that you're in, you must be receiving Radio Biafra. You are doing so via www.radiobiafra.co. You are doing so by hooking up to Radio Biafra on satellite on Amos 5 satellite 17 degrees east. If you point your dish towards that direction, you will receive Radio Biafra. You are doing so by logging on to www.peopleofbiafra.org. You are doing so by logging on to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Wherever you are, we welcome you. If you download Radio Biafra app on your Android device, if you download Radio Biafra app on any of your Apple products, be it iPhone, iPad, and all the rest of it, you should also be listening to Radio Biafra. We especially want to encourage those that have asked for the same equipment to be installed in their family homes back in Biafra land. We are encouraged by the inquiries we are receiving from people regarding how they too can be able to make Radio Biafra live broadcast accessible to their people. The process is very, very simple. All you need to do is to call our office at Enugu and somebody will arrange for the same equipment to be installed in your house. We are here to do one thing and one thing alone, and that is to preach Biafra. That is why, as always, we do not hesitate, we do not forget, we do not abandon our greeting, which is good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those very brave, those very gallant Biafrans in Malaysia, in China, in Thailand, and across that entire eastern belt of the world. We must thank them because they are awake at this very time. For some of them, this is Tuesday morning. Our Twitch Tuesday have begun for them. For us, we are still in the evening because of the time zone that we happen to find ourselves in. Because these people do not sleep. Because these Biafrans are diligent. Because these Biafrans are dedicated. Because these Biafrans are diehard. That is why I remember them especially. These are people that go to work during the day, and at night time they are listening to Radio Biafra. Some of them listen to Radio Biafra till 5, 6 a.m. in the morning, and from there they begin to go to work again. They are very brave, they are very gallant, and I personally salute them. Wherever you are on this planet, regardless of where it is, as long as you're listening to Radio Biafra, we welcome you. We give you a very special welcome. Radio Biafra is not like any other media outfit. Radio Biafra is not like any other radio station. Radio Biafra do not do things the way others do it. We do things in a very unique way. We do it in a very Biafran way. We analyze the news. We bring it to you in a format that makes it accessible for you. And in doing so, we are building the new Biafra upon the twin foundation of truth and honesty. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, I must keep mentioning those that are joining us newly. You are not being led astray. You are not being deceived. You are being led through the path of righteousness. You are being led through the path of freedom that will restore Biafra in truth and honesty. Everything we do here is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We are here to make sure that the dissemination of information regarding the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is without blemish. We are here to ensure that the relentless march of Biafrans all over the world, these same people that will come out on May the 30th, 2014, to honor the 3.5 million that died, those of them we owe our allegiance to. That shows you that we know what we are doing. We are exceptionally formidable. Our formidability stems from the fact that we are incorruptible. As long as we remain incorruptible, we remain formidable. As long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow, we are formidable. As long as Chukwu Abiyama is with us, as long as the creator of the heavens and the earth, upon whom and to whom every honor and glory is given to, as long as Chukwu Abiyama, the supreme God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts, is with us, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. There is nothing we cannot do. Our quest is honorable. Everything we are doing is designed to ensure that Biafra comes. Everything we are doing is designed to ensure that the coming of this kingdom of heaven on earth is anchored in truth and honesty. We cannot abandon truth. We cannot abandon honesty. And in so doing, we must remain fearless before our enemies. I am without fear before my enemies. I confront them. Everybody serving Biafra, every citizen, every member, every officer, as long as you serve this noble cause, you must remain without fear before your enemies. All we ask you to do is not to engage yourself in any criminal activity. All we ask you to do is to recognize that Chukwu Abiyama is God, that he is the only God worthy of worship, that Chukwu Abiyama is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the same supreme being that gave the laws to Moses, declaring that thou shalt not have any other God beside me. That is the God we worship. That is the God of Biafrans. That is Chukwu Abiyama. And to him we give every glory. To him we give every honor. To him we give every adoration. Everything that we are, we owe it to him. People do not understand. I am in Africa. There are people I have been praying to meet for over 20 years. Lo and behold, because Chukwu Abiyama is with us, all of a sudden, these people are falling on our laps. It's unbelievable. I could not believe it that this is happening. I went down on my knees and I prayed. And I said, Chukwu Abiyama, if you are not with us, there is no way I will be meeting these people. It's impossible. Impossible. That is why we honor him. That is why everything we touch turns into gold. That is why we have declared time and time again on this noble platform, on this very Radio Biafra, projecting the voice of the voiceless to the ends of the earth, on this platform ensuring that the restoration of Biafra is done so in accordance with the will of God. We could not have done anything without the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, and we are eternally grateful. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why anything we want to accomplish is done in record time. We are not rich. We are not fabulously wealthy. We are and still remain the only people to have mobilized Biafrans across the whole world to be able to finance any project, and their money did not get lost. We are the only people to come out and say to our people, you must trust us in what we are doing. And they trusted us. And that is why we also honor them for their dedication, their loyalty. We must welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We do apologize for the interruption. I am broadcasting from Africa, and that is proof that I am in Africa. There was power outage. The light was taken, and lo and behold, our voice could not be heard anymore. Do not despair. We have not disappeared. Nothing has gone wrong. This remains Radio Biafra live transmission, our live broadcast from Africa. on the 7th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014. We must continue to bring you our news. We must continue to preach this very gospel. We do not bring news to people. We just don't present what is happening. We preach the gospel of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. The barrister is with me. He is on hold. I expect the barrister to rejoin me very, very shortly. Nobody should despair. Wherever you are, the number with which to get hold of us remains the same. That very number is +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. You can get through to us on Viber. If you call us and we are unable to take your call, please do not despair. We shall come back to you. We will come to you to take your call. Therefore, once again, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are in Africa on this very day, the 7th day of April. Wherever you are, as always, we ask you to please inform at least 10 people. Tell your friends and your family you're listening to Radio Biafra. Nigeria is illegal. Biafra is legal. Therefore, there is nothing to be afraid of. There is nothing to be ashamed of. We are here to bring you this very gospel. We are here to bring you the good news of the restoration of Biafra. We have some announcements to make whilst I wait for the barrister to reconnect with me. The announcement we are making is that everybody should be geared up for the remembrance of the 30th of May 2014. I have said this before, and I shall continue to say it. I am not receiving the status report on the preparedness of the various countries around the world and their quest to ensure that come the 30th of May 2014, that we honor those that died that we may live. Those 3.5 million people killed, those 3.5 million people hacked to death, those children, over 1 million of them, starved to death by Awolowo. All those people, we must make it very clear, it is our duty, it is incumbent upon us to remember them, and we shall do so on the 30th of May. Goswill Akpabio, our very venerable Biafran, the governor of Akwa Ibom State, have also declared the 16th of April as a day when Akwa Ibom people shall remember those that died during the very great war of us against the whole world, including the civilized world as well. We have come once again to ensure that the work these 3.5 billion people started, that we are here to finish it. We are here to ensure that no more 8-year-olds will be able to take their lives. We are here to ensure that the orgy and spate of suicide across the length and breadth of Biafra land is brought to an end. We are here to ensure permanent closure to all baby factories. We are here to ensure the eradication of the Osu caste system. We are here to ensure the eradication of a society that relegates intelligence, relegates hard work to the backwater. We are here to restore good stewardship. We are here to restore public accountability. We are here to make sure that once again, truth reigns in the land of Biafra, where once Ezeoku Bondo, we want it to happen again because truth is life. This is Radio Biafra. I am waiting for the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlobastemame, to rejoin me. The barrister was with me. I asked him to give a message to Carol Monday to indicate that we have lost power here. Owing to that, we also lost our transmission. But everything has recovered. Everything is running abundantly fine. And we are waiting for the barrister to rejoin us. Once again, we are reminding you that when our lines does open, when we open our lines, please, you will reach us via Radio Biafra on Skype. Radio Biafra on Skype, all one word. You don't need to add us as a contact. You may have to add us on your side, but we are not obliged to receive it here or to accept that very request here for the simple reason that we are too much already. We are having difficulties coping with the numbers there. So please, if we have not accepted you, do not despair too much. If you call us, we should be able to receive your call. And also, those of them who are our principal officers, you can reach us via Rapid Response 68. They know how to get through to us. It is for Radio Biafra officers alone, and our number is +447831308376. That is our number on Viber. If you call us there, we should be able to receive your call. And this is Radio Biafra. Whilst I wait for the barrister to come back to us, you must also remember that you should continue to add your friends on Radio Biafra London. And please, if you add them, also tell them to add their friends as well. We want to make 1 million people. We are approaching 250,000, which I personally do not think is good enough. We have to keep pushing until we make 1 million. If you have added all your friends going from A to Z, you must also encourage your friends to do the same. We know it is an arduous task sometimes, but if you cannot do something minor for Biafra, what is it that you can do? Tomorrow, here for us, not those in the Far East, it is there, Tuesday already. Tomorrow, the 8th of April, is Tweet Tuesday. So for those of you in Japan, those of you in New Zealand, in Australia, those of you in Thailand, those of you in Malaysia, you must begin tweeting. Those of you in Singapore, you must start tweeting immediately, because for you, today is Tuesday. But for those of us here in Africa, it is still our Monday. And we are reaching the whole world, and we're welcoming each and everybody as we continue to wait for the barrister to please try and rejoin us. This is Radio Biafra. I must proceed to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary. We are reporting on this very day, the 7th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, that Nigerian military commanders are working with Boko Haram terrorists since 2009, reported by Voice of America, not Radio Biafra. I must repeat, Nigerian military commanders have been working with Boko Haram terrorists since 2009. Surprise, surprise. Did we not tell you that a short while ago? But we did. We told you that Nigerian army are the same people as Boko Haram. These are Hausa Fulani men in the army. They are the ones fueling the alleged insurgency. They are the ones at the forefront of the mayhem and the killing. They are the ones targeting Biafrans. They are the ones targeting Christians for elimination and for massacre in the northern part of the Zoological Republic. Now the VOA is reporting it. VOA means Voice of America. They are reporting that the Nigerian military commanders working with Boko Haram terrorists since 2009, according to the VOA. We are also reporting today, not us reporting, but some people got together and decided that Nigeria is now Africa's largest economy and the 26th in the world. How they arrived at this conclusion, only Chukwu Abiyama knows. I don't have a clue, but we are here to dissect it, to try and see if what these people are telling us is correct, because we know it is a pack of lies. They are saying it to justify the rerun of Goodluck Jonathan come 2015. They are saying it because they want to use the economy as a way to say to the people that things are better, that I cannot fight and defeat Boko Haram, but the economy is doing well, and because of that, please vote me back in for the third time. We are probing soldiers' claim on military commanders' link with Boko Haram. They said they are probing soldiers over their alleged link with Boko Haram. Amazing. National Conference, Niger Delta to demand reparation. Niger Delta to demand reparation. And Ohanaeze is there. Ohanaeze sent people, there are Igbo people there who have gone to the conference to fraternize. Have you heard them at the floor of the conference mention anything about compensating the families that were slaughtered during the war of attrition. Some of the families that were left without one dime in their bank accounts as a result of the stealing and the looting of public funds by Obafemi Awolowo, a Yoruba man, and his family. Have they talked about the death of those at Ezu River? Have they talked about the bodies of their own children in mortuaries littered across the wasteland that is the Mohammedan Emirate of the North? The answer to all this is unfortunately no, they have not any of that. But Niger Delta have stood up to ask and demand reparation. This is after the amnesty. INEC challenges court's power to declare Governor Malam Okorocha's seat vacant. The Malam of Imo State, Okorocha, have been taken to court. They took the idiot to court to challenge his authority to remain as the governor of the state, considering that he decamped from the party that Ojukwu gave him ticket to go and run for, which is ABGA. Debunked from that, debunked himself, I should say, disembarked himself, removed himself from that very party that gave him the authority to speak as the governor of the heart of Biafra land and join the Hausa Islamic Party, APC. We are also bringing to your attention that Governor Yari has been shedding tears. Over 200 people killed at security meeting venue. 200 people killed again. Every day, hundreds of people are being massacred in the zoo. This is the gift of Frederick Lugard to us. This is what happens when you forcibly bind together people of divergent value systems, divergent cultures, people of divergent and irreconcilably different orientation and their outlook on life. This is the outcome of it. You will have death every blessed day. That is the news that we are bringing to our people today, the worldwide audience of Radio Biafra, and we must continue. We are reporting that a Nigerian soldier said he witnessed incidents that lends credence to the fact that some Nigerian military commanders are working with Boko Haram, the Islamist jihadist militant group blamed for thousands of deaths since 2009. These are the people going about killing innocent people. British government have not enforced any no-fly zone in the north. They have not enforced any blockade of the north. They have not stopped arms from getting into these Islamic fighters. But Britain enforced air, land and sea blockade of fellow Christians in Biafra land. They enforced the starvation of children, over 1 million of them, of Christian children. But the British government is standing by and watching other Islamic countries arm Islamic rebels to try and turn Christians into Muslims. And they're not doing anything about it. It is here that Nigerian soldiers are working with Boko Haram. In an exclusive interview with the Voice of America Hausa Service, do you see why Hausa people are more coordinated than we are? Do you see why they sometimes appear to speak with one voice? Because you have VOA, Voice of America, they have a Hausa service. BBC has a Hausa service. French radio has Hausa service. Does VOA have Igbo service? Does VOA have Calabari service? The answer is no. But where does the money come from to sustain the zoo? The money is coming from Biafra land. Can't people see and understand the mess that we are in? Can't people understand that indeed things have fallen apart? They are giving an interview to VOA, Hausa service. That is why we have our own Radio Biafra, to broadcast our news to our own people. We must continue. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Hausa service, this very person, described how his military unit, he's a soldier, he described how his military unit based in the northeastern Borno State region was ambushed by Boko Haram fighters. The soldier, who did not want to be identified, said the commander of a nearby military unit based in the town of Bama recently sought assistance from his unit in carrying out a raid. The soldier said when the two military units joined up, they were given different uniforms. People must understand this. Army unit, the zoo army, the army of the zoo, the army of darkness. They gave them two different uniforms. Let us see what, for what purpose. Maybe it could be tactical. It could be the new military tactics of dressing your armies in different uniforms. We don't know. Let's try and find out. The soldier said when the two military units joined up, they were given different uniforms. The Bama unit commander gave his own troops green uniforms. The soldier said his unit received desert camouflage uniforms. When the troops reached the battle area, the soldier said the commander of the better equipped Bama unit suddenly withdrew his forces, leaving the remaining troops to fend for themselves against Boko Haram fighters. Speaking in Hausa, because he's a Hausa man. Speaking in Hausa, he said, "We had only light arms and our men were being picked off one after the other." The soldier also said he recognized some of the Boko Haram fighters as his former military trainers in Kotangora, a town near the capital in Abuja. "We realized," this is according to him, this is our signature headline this evening, "We realized that some of them were actually mercenaries from the Nigerian army hired to fight us," he said. "This soldier and others have said that too often. Commanders have pocketed money that was supposed to be used to help equip the units. Government has no comment." VOA, which is Voice of America, has made repeated attempts to get reaction from the Nigerian government for this story, but no official have been willing to come forward to speak on the record. This is according to VOA. This is according to a Hausa man who is fighting Boko Haram, allegedly, in the Nigerian army, telling you that corruption is even within the Nigerian army. That is why I say to Biafrans that this same Nigerian army, this army that we are talking about, cannot sustain any major offensive on two fronts. We are the ones keeping the zoo together as one because we have not opened up a front where we come from. If we open up a front in the south, the zoo cannot sustain it. If they try to face us, they will be overrun by Boko Haram in the north. As simple as that. And our march will be unstoppable. That is one thing that people don't understand. You don't need to go to Jaji Military College or Sandhurst to understand that. That no army can fight on two fronts at the same time and survive it. The Nigerian army is riven with bribery and corruption. They have tasted money. If you give them money to go and buy equipment, they pocket it. Boko Haram is essentially another division of the Nigerian army, funded by Muhammadu Buhari, funded by Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida, funded by Atiku, funded by the Sultan of Sokoto. These are the people funding, using your money, oil money, to fund the same Nigerian army meant to be protecting you, to be killing you in Boko Haram. And you still want to be part of one Nigeria. How sad can your lives be? Very, very sad. They said that Nigeria is now the Africa's 26th, is the number one in Africa and the 26th in the whole world. All of a sudden, Nigeria jumped. How they got there, we don't know, but we are about to find out. Nigeria's nominal, they said it's nominal, we must be very careful. Nominal gross domestic product GDP now stands at $509.9 billion, making the nation's economy the largest in Africa and the 26th in the world, according to the preliminary results of the rebasing exercise of the federal government. This was done by a Nigerian government. I thought it was the World Bank. It was done by the Nigerian government. They decided to award themselves the 26th position in the world, unverified by any internationally recognized body. We must continue before we pour scorn and ridicule on this nonsense. If the price of crude oil goes up, they count it as part of their growth as an economy. We must continue. The coordinating minister for the economy and minister of finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, announced this at a press conference jointly addressed with the statistician general. That is the name, statistician general of the zoo, Dr. Yemi Kale in Abuja yesterday. How can you trust a Yoruba man to provide figures? The same Yoruba that gave us check fraud. The same people that are good at stealing, at falsifying signatures. Since when did they become statisticians? According to the statistician general, these are people that don't know how much crude oil is being lifted from their waters every day. They don't know where the money they have accruing from crude oil is going to. This is the same country where over 20 billion is missing from the account. This is a country where they said that in one quarter in a year, they were expecting somewhere in the region of 50 billion. Only 30 billion was remitted. The other 20 billion was missing. How come then that you are accounting for this, telling us you're the 26? Where is the 20 billion? Or is the 20 billion amongst the 500 and something billion that you're talking about here, as representing your GDP? Because the price of oil went up. Because the price of oil went up, that was how you became, all of a sudden, without anything to show for it, the 26th largest economy in the world. If you are the 26th largest economy in the world, how come you do not have any electricity? How come your universities cannot churn out half decent graduates? How come you don't have running water in any major city at all? Even Abuja, no running water. How come, therefore, you are the 26th largest economy in the world? How is that possible? How can any sensible person rely on data provided by a Yoruba man, statistician general? Have never heard of such crap in my entire life. Unverified figures. No world body verified these figures. A country steeped in lies where their own soldiers, meant to be defending civilians, are themselves shooting civilians dead. And they are giving us figures. Idiots will see this and say, yes, sir, they are growing, they are doing very well. Shouldn't we be one country? We are there. Our economy is now growing. Who provided the figures? A Yoruba man. And what can you expect from them? Deceit and lies. That is all you can expect from them. We must continue because our news is quite deep. We must continue. Now, the army is telling us, the zoo army, when Radio Biafra reported it, that the Nigerian army are members of Boko Haram, nobody listened. But now that the VOA have carried it, now, of course, Nigeria will react because white people are now talking about it, not their fellow monkeys. White people are now discussing this issue, so they must respond. Let us see what they have to say. The defense headquarters denied yesterday that some commanders in the northeast and Boko Haram insurgents were working together, as alleged by a soldier. The defense headquarters said impersonation could not be ruled out to create wrong impressions for the public. The director of defense information, Major General Chris Olukolade, a Yoruba man, who spoke with correspondents in Abuja, said the military was probing the purported confession of a soldier in an interview with the Voice of America House of Service. Because Americans are now reporting it, all of a sudden, they are now responding to it. But we told them a while ago that the same people you call Boko Haram are essentially Hausa Fulani people from Niger Republic, from Chad, from Benin Republic, from the zoo itself, and from the Cameroons. They have come to impose Islamic rule on everybody. They have come for the forcible conversion of people to Islam. They are receiving help from Arab countries. They have recruited their own fellow Muslims in the army to fight with them. and that they are killing Christians. They are killing Biafran people. They are doing it to ensure that fear and terror reigns so that Islam may prevail. And nobody's paying attention, but now VOA, somebody is confessing. What do you expect the zoo to say? To say that the soldier is saying the truth? Of course not. It could be impersonation. Yes, the same way we are saying that the figures you provided, claiming to be the 26th largest economy in the world, is a deceit and a fraud. It is not true. And you should stop deceiving people. We must continue. At the national conference going on, the Niger Delta is preparing to demand for reparation from the federal government of the Zoological Republic. A delegate, Professor Godini Dara, said yesterday. According to him, the region that provides the oil, which is the mainstay of the country's economy, is the worst victim of inequality, corruption, and bad governance. Dara, however, did not specify the amount the region will be requesting. He spoke in an interview with the News Agency of Nigeria in Abuja. This man does not know that what they are suffering was their treachery during the war, the Biafra Third World War, when the whole world faced us because we did not fight Nigeria. If Biafra were to fight Nigeria, we will overrun them in 6 months if they like, let them try us. If they allow us, if Britain today says we will not interfere in the issues going on in Nigeria, let's leave them to it. We will overrun Nigeria in 6 months. Our boys will be in Sokoto in 6 months. And they know it. But Britain did not only take sides during the war. Britain went and told some people from the so-called non-existent Niger Delta, useless people answering stupid names, Niger Delta. The British told them, the Yorubas told them, the Hausas told them that Igbos are their problems. What I am asking this so-called professor and a warped intellectual, did you not say Igbos are your problem in the so-called riverine areas? Did you not say that Igbos are domineering? Now, let me repeat what you said and ask you who is responsible for this. This is according to this Godini Dara, who is a professor. This is what he had to say. The oil, which is the mainstay of the country's economy, I'll quote him directly, so he will not say I quoted him out of context. According to this man, Professor Godini Dara, the region that provides the oil, which is the mainstay of the country's economy, is the worst victim of inequality, corruption, and bad governance. Now, what I'm asking this same Professor Dara, who is responsible for the victimization of the people of Niger Delta? Professor Godara, or Dara, whatever your Godini Dara, whatever your name is, who is responsible for the inequality, the corruption, and bad governance? Are they Igbo people? You know, our people don't know how to debate so-called people from Niger Delta. They don't know how to debate them. I do. And now I'm telling you the tips on how to debate them. When they complain about oil pollution and neglect and inequality, go and ask this same person from Niger Delta. Say to them, did they not tell you that Igbos are your problem? How come you are still experiencing problems having stolen Igbo properties in Port Harcourt? Having said you're not Igbo, some idiots from Ikwere say they're not Igbo people. Your name is Obi Igbo, you say you're not Igbo. We excuse them of their ignorance because they have benefited from stolen property. Did you not say Igbos were dominating you and treating you badly? So my question is, who are those responsible for your victimization or making you victim of inequality, corruption, and bad governance? Igbo people? The answer is no. The Hausa Fulani people, they are Yoruba people, they are the ones controlling the levers of government. They are the ones that have rendered you destitute. The same people that lied to Ken Sarawiwa, and the beauty is that they came back and killed Ken Sarawiwa. To remind all of you that your treachery and your stupidity, your backstabbing gets nobody anywhere. It gets you nowhere. You left your own brothers, your own flesh and blood. You all of a sudden felt at home with Hausa people. And where are you today? Where are you today? No, you are crying of inequality, of oil pollution. You are taking Shell to court. Did we not tell you that this were going to happen? And now it's happening. We wish you well in your reparation. Biafra is open for everybody. If you want to save yourself, you come to Biafra. If you go it alone or attempt to, they will swallow you up immediately. They will take you over. You're not strong enough to handle them. Only united as a Biafran Republic can we stand any enemy in the world. Any enemy at all. We must continue. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has challenged the jurisdiction of the Federal High Court sitting in Abuja to declare the seat of the Malam of Imo State Malam. And he's not a governor, he's a Malam. Malam Rochas Okorocha of Imo State vacant. They have planned to declare his seat vacant. In a motion filed before the High Court, the electoral body sought the dismissal of the suit instituted against Governor Okorocha by his former party, APGA. It will be recalled that APGA had in a suit filed by Islam, Mr. Victor Ojebu, asked the court to declare the seat vacant, which is not actually proper. Do you see the problem we have in the zoo? Do you see that a lawyer could not, I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you that you have every right on this earth to change your allegiance from one party to another. But over there now, they think if you change your party, you lose your mandate. No, you don't. You keep it. It is called cross-carpeting. I studied politics, so I can tell you. The case is dead in the water. Anyway, we are also reporting today as part of our headline, as I have been rejoined by Barrister Mamezu. We are talking about a governor that is shedding tears. This now is the morning. The same way this governor is crying is how our mothers and our fathers, we are crying, isn't it? When the same people, Hausa, Fulani, descended on us and were killing us with arms supplied by Britain, with jets supplied by Russia, flown by Egyptian pilots, isn't it? Now, they are experiencing what it feels like, the same way that Ogoni people experience what it means to lose somebody. When Ken Seruwa was killed for his treachery, Abacha did not kill Ken Seruwa because he did anything wrong. He killed Ken Seruwa because Ken Seruwa betrayed his people. Abacha told him, "You betrayed your people. I will kill you for it." And that was why he was killed. But they will lie to you and tell you it is because of he's fighting for Goni freedom. Who told you that? Who told you that? Abacha killed him. Abacha told him to his face, "The same way you betrayed your people, you are trying to do the same with me. I will kill you." Now, a Governor Yari is crying. "Dear Governor, we want to find out why you are crying. And our mothers and our fathers, we are crying exactly the same way you are doing now. We've been crying since 1945. Now it's affecting everybody, isn't it?" Let us read the news. Gunmen suspected to be cattle rustlers went on rampage in Yalagadima village area of Dansadao on Saturday and early yesterday, killing about 200 people. Fresh 200 people dead. Yeah, maybe they love 200 as a figure. Yesterday was 200, the day before that 200, today is another 200. Isn't it very nice? Wasting away people. Maybe they tried giving us HIV to kill off everybody in Africa. It did not work. Now they have asked Boko Haram to go out and keep slaughtering people. Kill as many as possible. You are overpopulated. Go and reduce the numbers. And they are doing their work exceedingly well, I must say. Very, very well. These people on Saturday killed 200 people when the governor, Abdulaziz Yari, visited Yagaladima. Yesterday, he broke down in tears on seeing dead bodies, including children, littering the village. "My dear governor, are you crying? Biafran women, Biafran mothers and fathers wept exactly the same way you're doing now when their children was killed by you and your people. Exactly the same way you're crying now was how we've been weeping and crying every blessed day. Our bodies are in the mortuaries in the north. It cannot come home. But Igbos are too stupid to ask for their bodies to be returned to them because they don't understand what it means to put your foot down and stand for something and defend your honor. I shall go on. The governor was received by the mayor of Dansadown. Eyewitnesses said that they counted over 100 bodies on the spot, and more are still being counted. One of them, Muhammad Yelagadima, told Daily Sun that the hoodlums, numbering over 100, stormed the venue of a meeting which was discussing the security challenge in the area and the neighboring Kaduna and Niger states. In attendance were members of the vigilante youth and community leaders in the states. A source said midway into the meeting, the armed bandits stormed the venue and surrounded the entire building. The gunmen opened fire on them, killing about 200 people on the spot. We lost about 200 people. Their bodies littered the ground, sources were disclosing. As at press time, the corpses of over the dead bodies, not cops, people don't understand what is a corpse, the Ozunde matter, dead bodies, numbering over 150, we are receiving prayers and mass burial. The same way we used to bury our young, isn't it? And our children and our mothers and our fathers in Biafra. Have they forgotten? You see, when the British government of Harold Wilson was trying to exterminate the children of God, the same thing that Hitler tried with the Jews was what the British government tried with Biafrans. They wanted to exterminate the Igbo race. It was their plan to kill off the Igbo race using the Hausa Fulani to do their work for them. They did not succeed. They didn't kill all of us. But today we are reminding the British, do you see that monster you developed, you nurtured? This is it now. They are now killing themselves. You thought they were, of course, they're coming for us, we know that. But you thought they were only going to kill off Christians, the same people you brought the Bible to. That was your plan. For them to annihilate us, to starve us to death, to take our oil, and to kill us all off. Because you say we are the children of God. You want to obliterate our history. You went about lying to the world, telling them Igbos have no history, when we have maps proving that you yourself recognized the existence of Biafra even before you came. Isn't it funny? Today, those help you've been giving them, they are now killing themselves. I bet you're not happy. The British government is not happy what is happening. But as we said before, Chukwu Abiam is in absolute control. He determines what happens. And you can see it now. Even the governor is crying. Our mothers have been crying. Our fathers have been crying. Nobody's listening. It is now happening. Obumburonwe, they are now killing themselves. I must welcome the very eminent barrister at this point in time. The barrister is with me. I will ask the barrister to start by acknowledging and accepting the presence of Biafrans all over the world who have devoted themselves and their time to the followership of this radio station and to the restoration of their own country, because Biafra belongs to everybody and anybody that wants to be a part of it. We are the only platform and remain the only platform publicly supported, doing the work we've been asked to do. There is no other institution binding our people together apart from Radio Biafra. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening. Earlier on, you had a little blip, which was quickly recovered even before I reached Karamande. I left a message for her, but of course you have already fixed what was going wrong. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We come again every day. I know some of you only had me briefly yesterday, but today I am with Director, and of course I will stay with him continuously until the end of today. We thank you for your continuous listenership, for all the support you've given us, financially, physically, morally. A lot of you are praying for us. And of course, we are flourishing because of all the support you're giving to us. We are grateful. I'm also grateful personally for all the people wishing me happy birthday, because yesterday was my happy birthday. Director, I didn't realize that.
Because you did not tell me. You did not tell me. And you did not tell me it was your birthday. No wonder you were the way you were acting. I knew that something was wrong.
Director, remember you are with me on Facebook. I shouldn't tell you.
But because you did not add me as a close friend, so your birthday, hang on, your birthday did not show on my timeline. I did not receive any warning. Normally, all there right. will be a warning. Normally, there will be a, isn't it quite sad that you and I are on Facebook as friends, and you could not list me as a close friend? In other words, No, Barrister, you know I don't have secret. You know that very well. Yeah. I put everything out in the open. You know that very well. So, yes. You will not do it next time. So you will go after this program and make sure that I'm included as a very close friend. And that way, your private birthdays and other things will be able to show. I am rather very, very sad. Of course, I'm not there. And you know I don't drink anymore. You know that very well because of my ulcer. I don't take wine anymore. So is it the wine is going to cost you, or it could have cost you if I were in London? Is that why you didn't tell me?
Director, I told Facebook not to warn you of anything. They shouldn't warn you that you politely talk to me.
Thank you very much.
Nobody should warn Director, and they accepted that. Director, good evening. Thank you for the news discussion, which of course you did very well. You almost covered a few things I wanted to say, but regardless, let me take one or two things. And I hope, fellow Biafrans, you're listening. In case you pick, director picks your call, turn off your listening devices. We tell you this every day, but from time to time, you still see people whose call has been picked and they'll be saying hello, 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 while their listening device is still talking in the background. My people, please take heed of any good instruction. And of course, do not forget your pen and paper, because Director is always bringing us news, views, and of course, the analysis I'll give you. Director, let me go straight to the Niger Delta trying to move away on their own, which we don't see it happening. Because we've done our best to see if we can reach Dokubo. He's not been showing up. He's not called Radio Biafra. He has never shown any interest in what we are doing. And then again, he is confused. One way, he wants Goodluck Jonathan to be in 2015. Another way, he wants to move away from the zoo. We don't know what exactly he wants, but we leave it with him. We've given him the opportunity, the open door, at any time, until such a time he decides to come in or to stay where he is. We won't bother him anymore. Let them carry on doing what they're doing. You've told them, united we will stand and divided, they cannot handle it. But let's leave it as it is. The House of Fulani Boko Haram, Director, as we labeled them, it's no surprise. Remember, we have a Biafran who came from that particular zoo, the military zoo, who was telling us some few months ago, I think it's in October or November, how they will go into the war front trying to fight Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. They will tell them not to shoot, but Boko Haram will be shooting them and killing them. He dared trying to shoot one of the Boko Haram. That was why he was dismissed. In fact, he was waiting to be court-martialed before he finds his way out of the country. So that it is no surprise. We know. That is why we call them Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. They are all the same. The label we gave them is not a surprising label. We know what is going on. We have informants that always update us what is happening in the zoo and in the military. You cannot be chasing with the dog at the same time, running with the hare. It's not possible. You cannot sit. Go ahead, Director.
Barrister, maybe we need to change our names to maybe Harold Smith or Cynthia Cole. Or maybe I will get you more bleaching cream and you do dye your hair blonde and start speaking with an American accent.
They'll believe us.
Immediately now. Miss Yoji, in one time they'll believe you immediately. Anything you say. Don't you know how all these Pentecostal churches started?
Of course.
Have you forgotten Jerry Calls? The people that came, the original preachers, came with Jerry Calls in those days.
Yes.
Looking like Cal Carlton or American musicians. That was why we believed them. Because everybody wanted to dress up like Michael Jackson or look American. So if you come with your hair, shin, dripping of oil, and you're carrying the Bible saying you're Reverend Smith, we believe you. That was how they came in, Barrister. I don't know. Go ahead.
It was correct. And you were trying to find out why they were giving two different uniforms. One uniform is to note those who will be killed instantly as soon as Boko Haram. Don't forget that this Boko Haram are the same military. They are labeled Boko Haram because they brought their life to be killed and also to kill. Of course, there's no difference between Boko Haram and the real military because both are to kill and to kill also. And so either you kill them or they kill you. So the two different uniforms are those to be spared and then those to be shot instantly on sight.
Of course.
That was the reason for the two uniforms. Director, you don't need a scientist to tell you what is happening there. We know these people. Now, why is this governor crying? He just started seeing his own people and then he's crying. Then what does he want us to do? We are shedding blood, isn't it? We are shedding blood because our people have been killed and re-killed, abused and re-abused. But the governor is just shedding tears because he saw few of his people, only 150. Our people, Shiga, Junuma, Hepazo, Shamshuru. You have to ask me as a riverine man, what have I gotten from the river in the name of fish? So he's just crying because he only saw some few hundreds. And the Biafrans, we have died in drones. Nobody's even given account of how many of us have been killed. Nobody knows the correct census or statistics of how many of our people have been killed. It is inestimable. And that is the number we left it at. Yes, it's because that is how the British people created it. And maybe one day, it might come to them, as it has happened here in the street of South London, when one of their men, only one. And do you know that even one Muslim who was saying that the two guys were right to kill the soldier, they still jailed him. That is just for ordinary supporting. So what about us? That the British supported, the Russians brought their aircraft, and the Egyptians flew it for. So which means all of these particular nations will have to get them one by one and get them imprisoned. That is why nobody was talking about genocide about Biafrans. We died like chickens. We died like people who cannot even be represented anywhere in the world. Americans, we are standing by watching. And then they told us they wanted to interfere. British say, don't. Leave them. They are our subjects. And of course, your subjects can never subject you for life. At some point in time, they will leave and become independent. So, and that is what we are seeking for. We have overserved those we are serving. We have overserved the British, and we have overserved the zoo. Now, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are trying to get a little bit of the wickedness they played on Biafrans. But some of our people, unfortunately, Director, some of our people still want the same one zoo, because they have invested interest in the zoo. As we talk, some of them are still building houses in Abuja. A friend was telling me a guy who just completed 16 bedrooms in Abuja. Yes.
He just completed 16 bedrooms.
That this is what Biafrans have done. They are. They are still building. While guns and bullets are firing over, they are still building. Our people, I don't know what we see in money. I don't know what we see in money as if we go to grave with money. It's a big shame, Director. Let me round it up by saying about Nigerian economy. Are you surprised that all of a sudden, who will bring the zoo up and down? Is the British now? Remember, Goodluck Jonathan gave, what's his name? A posthumous certificate. Luga recognized the Queen. Queen, thank you for bringing the zoo together. So, and that particular college did not go free of charge, Director. It went with money. So all you do to get the British gingered is a little bit of money. So they have received that money. All they have to say is Nigeria is now the bouncing economy even more than South Africa. They are now number one. Number one, there is no electricity, no good road, no hospital. Number one, children are dying on a daily basis. Human beings are being treated like chicken. They should see what is happening to Biafrans. And forget about Biafrans because they have never reported anything good about us. Look at their focus now, the North. Have they seen what is happening in the North? Majority of our people have flown back home. Some are still there, which of course, when they killed some of the Hausa Fulani, our people are also involved. Remember the Igbo Hausas who do not want to leave. Some of them are still there. Now, in all these atrocious, wicked acts in the zoo, what will make the economy stand? Is it because the transportation system is working very well, or the rail system is producing money, or is it Molue that is making your economy, Director? It's a shame. That will tell you what bribery does. They will see things that is blue, they call it black, because you've received bribe. And then the Americans are telling you that it's a very well corrupted. Can these two work together? A country is booming, and at the same time it's corrupted. Hey, Director, come on. We've been in this country for a very long time, and we know the difference. Let me stop here so far.
Don't stop. Don't go away, Barrister. That's something I want us to look at. Don't go. Emma, if we open a chore, Emma, Afu, you might have Afu in those days. Afu. It's very, very tiny. It's 3 kobo. Very tiny. If you miss it, Afu. But in those days, you can use it to buy. In fact, you can't even touch it. Are you drunk as a child? How can you touch Afu? Do you want to be buried alive? You can't touch money now. You only admire it from far distance.
I saw Toro. Remember that little one?
Is it Toro I'm talking about? Toro, not half. Half is 5 kobo. Five, isn't it? Half is 5. Toro is 3.
Now, if I'm not mistaken. I saw Toro.
Yes. Barrister, I reported in the news earlier about somebody calling himself Professor. He is, you know, our people, we love names now. Professor. Professor, is it Goodwill? Professor God Day? Or something of that nature. You know, they have these very funny names over there.
Yeah.
We want to report exactly, I don't want to quote the good professor out of turn. Who am I to quote the professor wrong? This is Professor Godini Daran. He said that the Niger Delta, Barrister, listen, the world must understand this very news. Because our people, as we do our news here, we present it in such a way that you don't have to do much to put one and one together to give you two. Listen, the Niger Delta, people must follow this news carefully. And then I will thank the gentleman that posted the document that is giving us the definitive guide to understanding the... Barrister, I'm being honest with you. I'm beginning to look at people from the so-called Niger Delta with a different eye after what I have seen now, to be honest with you. I will read this news for you again and for the whole world. The Niger Delta will demand reparation from the federal government at the ongoing national conference, a delegate, Professor Godini Dara, said yesterday. According to him, the region that provides the oil, which is the mainstay of the country's economy, is the worst victim of inequality, corruption, and bad governance. Niger Delta. Is that correct? That's the name they call themselves. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Good. Barrister, I will now go to a document that proves that there was a time, believe it or not, that Owerri was the capital of all the provinces, including Port Harcourt. Do you know that?
Director, you're informing me now.
Good. I'm telling you now, there is a very historic document that I've emerged. And I'm going to read this document. And what is driving me mad, Barrister, is the name I saw on this document. It's driving me insane. For some people from Ikwere, anybody from Ikwere standing in front of me saying they are not Igbo, I will put my two fingers in their eyes. I'm telling you, I'll go to prison if it's in London.
Spit in their eyes.
Oh, my dear. Anybody from, not just Ikwere, anybody from present River State saying they are not Igbo, that person will put your fingers in the person's eyes. I'm telling you. And let's go to court and prove that they are. Barrister, I have before me a document sent by somebody on Facebook. This document is a gold mine. It's an absolute gold mine. Barrister, in 1930, the administration of Port Harcourt was done from Owerri. And listen to this very document by the British. It says here, appointment of Ndiwala. This is amazing. Listen, the appointment of Ndiwala as members of Umuokoroshi Native Court. What is Ndiwala, for goodness sake?
Those who own the land.
What is it not Igbo language?
Those who own the land.
The white man was addressing the people of Ahoda. They are constituting the native court of Ahoda in River State. Umukurushi. They are constituting a court. These are the idiots, some of them saying they are not Igbo people. Because of stolen property in Port Harcourt. We are exposing them today. Barrister, do you know... I will read what the British said before I go to a name that is bringing tears to my eyes. It says here, with reference to your memorandum number 556/66/1930 of the 2nd September 1930, I have to inform you that the undermentioned Ndiwala have been appointed as members of the Native Court. Right? This was signed by a white man, the acting resident chief in Owerri province. That is a number one is Nwale of Umu Oluku. Umu, not Rumu, not Rumu. Umu. People must understand this. I am going to take on River State. They are mad people. They are insane. Idiots they are. Barrister, I will read their names. Nwode of Elelewon. LRM of Umo Ukuroshi. Umo, UMU.
We know that.
Nwoke, yes. Of Origwe. This is from a white people. Let them not say it's Igbo people. White. That wrote this thing. Ofo of Umu Okoro. Amadi of Atali. Nwule of Umu Igbo. Listen. Umu Igbo is the name of somebody from River State, a native, an attendant of the native court. Umu Igbo. There is a place called Umu Igbo in River State. They have expunged it. Because Gowon asked them to. We continue. Barrister, there is somebody called Azubike. Do you know where he's from? Omo Afarupu.
Your place?
In River State, yes.
Look at that. Omo Afarupu. That is Omo Afarupu now.
No, it is not. There is Afara in Port Harcourt, in River State.
Can you see? You are the same people.
There is Afara in River State. Do you see, yeah, how stupid black people? I don't want to speak against God. I'm telling you the truth, because sometimes I don't want to do this work. I'm telling you the truth. If not that God said I should do it, I won't do it, because today I have seen enough hopelessness in a black person that some of them I don't want to see them in my life again. There is Afaruku in River State, barrister. There is where I come from, recognize, there is somebody from there. His name is Azubike. In 1930, on the 2nd of September, 1930, this man was appointed to the Ahoda District Native Court.
Narrator, we suffered abuse. We suffered abuse, misconception, misdamaging of everything. Our history has been turned upside down. And giving to some of our people, they buy it and take it. I could remember now, Warrior, whenever Warrior is singing, he said, Alo Were Weze, Lewe. It's been a long time, Alo Were has been Eze. But they change name so that it goes beyond recognition. And Director, thank God he brought somebody like you forth who will go investigate and bring out the rudimental information that our people need to realize. Director, we said this before. Once Biafra comes, all this room will be burnt, gone back to Umu. Umu was changed of recent, Director. When I was a little boy, I've always heard about Umu this, Umu Masi, Umu this, Umu Elemai. Now all of a sudden they put R and the River State, the foolish, mixed up with some of the House of Fulani Yoruba who fathered their moms and their dads. Change the information. But thank God, where I came from, I don't think much were changed. I don't think so. If anything at all.
Barrister, I am shocked. I never knew that my village could be found in present-day River State.
1930
document. They called it... Before they say it was somebody from Ibek that wrote the document, they said here, the name, they said, listen, the undermentioned Ndiwala, owners of the land in River State, Ahoda, owners of the land, the famous Nwale families here, those that know the Nwale family, very, very famous, was in MPP with Zeke as well. They are here. Every family is represented. There's one from Umu Igbo. The children of Igbo.
Umu people.
Igbo. Umu Igbo. What does Umu Igbo mean? And an idiot from River State will tell you, I'm a very clan. You see how stupid people can be. How foolish people can be. How foolish. Barrister, why am I mixing with such? Why was I created to know such people? I'm beginning to wonder. It's a type of punishment to me. Why should I know these idiots? I shouldn't know such people. I shouldn't know them. Why should I know them? What for?
For correction. For correction. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The name Igbocha, as soon as he was transformed from Igbocha to Port Harcourt, things started going bad. Things fell apart and the center could no longer hold. Because they have changed Igbocha to Port Harcourt, then every other name there became completely absurd. They started changing everything and removing it from its originality. If Owere was changed to a different name, that is the only problem that was changed in Owerri again by white people. It was supposed to be O-W-E-R-R-E, Owerri. But they made it O-W-E-R-R-I, Owerri. Supposed to be Owerri, O-W-E-R-R-E. The original document of the spelling of where I came from is O-W-E-R-R-E, Owerri. But they made it, we are arguing in a meeting last week, in my village meeting. Why is it that the white people, they know how to pronounce Chenichenko. They know how to pronounce Vanichenko. Any eastern region, they will call it very well. But ask them to spell Opara, they call it a different name. They will leave how it's written. Chioma becomes Chayoma. They will not pronounce it how it's written. Opara becomes Opapa. But leave a thin alphabetic name that is a Russian name. They will call it the way it is written. Why is it? Innate hatred.
Is innate hatred. Innate and hatred. They didn't do it to Yoruba. Do you know that the English never changed Yoruba people's names? English never changed Hausa. The only people they tampered with their names, because when they saw the Portuguese told them that the children of God are here, they sent one of their cartographers to come and have a look. The man came and confirmed, yes, indeed, that the children of God actually do reside here. These Biafrans, that they are indeed descended from God. From that very day, they started to plan to destroy our history completely. They said, oh, no, they don't have any history. Oh, their name is not Umuokoro. May we feed their brain to say it's Umuokoro. It is not Iguacha. It is called Port Harcourt. It is not Ibeku. It is called Omuahia. It is not Ofum. It is called Ovim. It is not can you believe Oka is OKA? They named it Oka, A-W-K-A. That is without regard for anything and our people did not know that is how you undermine your own identity as a person. They didn't know that. But it's as you said, Chukwu Abiyama has determined that we should come.
That's it.
And what can we do? We have to serve his cause, and we can't blame him too much. We cannot even blame him at all, because he's God.
But director, put it this way. Suppose somebody like you, or somebody like Radio Biafra is not here, who would bring out all this information? Our people are already extinct. We are dying off. Without somebody like you, and piloting the affairs of Radio Biafra, who will investigate, who will bring out all this information? Who will do it? After how many years? Ojukwu is dead, and that's it. History gone. Who will investigate all this? That the Bight of Biafra was changed in 1975 to the Bight of Boni. Can you see how, Naretu, you know the problem? The British do not like anybody to challenge them. That's all. They don't want any challenger from anywhere. Because they have seen, even presently, I've said this many times, go and see you want to get visa. If 5 Biafrans go for visa, only 2 will get visa to come over here. 10 Yorubas go, they will give 9. 20 Hausa go, they will give 50. They will say, go and call those who are not even interested in. They have always seen the Igbo people, the Biafrans, as threat to their existence. But we have no such in our minds. We believe in live and let live. The Igbos have never, the Biafrans have never had any previous history of encroaching or killing any other race. We don't have such history. So why are we hated this way? Why are we treated this way that we have to go into extinction? Because you have to be punished for doing something. Yes, this is what you did before. We have no such history. Instead, the British came, dilute our natural inheritance, distort, destroyed, and then help show the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram how to start encroaching into our territory, change our name. Port Harcourt says they are no longer Igbo people, and then when even they almost deceived the Delta people, director, people from Asaba, they'll call you one Igbo. I was having a debate 2 weeks ago with a lady from Asaba. She said to me, we only Igbo. I said, then what are you? He said they see themselves as Igbo, not Igbo. And we are one Igbo. I said, what crap are you talking? You are mixing the two. Now, I speak something in Igbo. I said, explain it. She explained it. And they said, who gave you all this deceptive, malicious, disgusting character to differentiate you from your people? That I think you have to move on. Thank you.
I can't thank you, Barrister. I've listened and we shall move on. because we must use this very night to put to shame anybody from Biafra land that says they're not Igbo. We must make it very clear to them. Even they themselves, the British, recognize the only reason why you have the so-called minorities is because the British wanted to divide. They perfected the system of divide and rule. The only way to ensure that there will be no hegemony, that there will be no cohesion amongst us to be able to fight credibly for what is rightfully ours is to divide you. That was why they formed the Minority Commission, to tell you, hey, Bibi is different from Igbo. Hey, don't you know that Efi and Bibi are not the same? Who told you? But they are the same people. They came and they lied to you. And
again, director, Ibibio and Efik, they descended again from Igbo land. The same people. But they distort their minds. They distort everything. I don't know why these people hated even that name, Igbo. They hated it.
They hated
it. What is it in us?
We are the children. They are not the children of God. We are the chosen children. How can't you see any child that is the favorite? It didn't happen to Joseph. Once a child is the favorite of the father, everybody hates that child. People hate Igbo people because Igbo people are the chosen children of God. Simple.
I believe
anything they touch, barrister. Anything, anywhere they go, they are prosperous. That is how you know those blessed by God. Anywhere Israel went to, anywhere Jews went to, they were successful. That's why they hate them. Did the Jews kill any German? The answer is no. What did they do to Hitler? Nothing. But Hitler hated them. What did we do to the British? Nothing. The British is our Hitler. Harold Wilson was our own Hitler. People don't know it. That man was sent to exterminate our race. But we didn't die. They used the Hausa Fulani people. They couldn't come themselves to bomb us and kill us. They used Hausa Fulani people to try to exterminate us. And we are holding them responsible for it.
Director, do you know something else I was thinking this morning? During Nigerian Biafran War, because there was a program they were showing about Gabon and its flourishing economy, because they looked after our people. Now, during this 1966 to 1970, how many of our people were taken in by the British, apart from Irish people? The Irish people took most of our people to come and rescue them, help them, remake them, so that at least they will survive the war. The majority of our people went to Ivory Coast, went to Gabon. How many of our people came here to be looked after by the British people? I could not find the evidence.
There will be not, because, barrister, they want you dead.
Yes.
The British government would like to see the death of each and every... I have asked this question before. You have been in the British legal system now for very many years, barrister. You read there, you did everything there. How many times have you heard a British official mention the word Biafra or Igbo?
Never.
It's as simple as that.
It's amazing. We suffered a lot of evil, atrocious act. We suffered. The good thing is, we refuse to go down, director. We refuse to go down.
How can we go down? We are the children of God. We are the chosen people of God. How do you think God will allow his inheritance to go? He's punishing us, yes. And then he determined that we should come. Before you build Biafra, you educate your people so they know who they are. Let them know that I'm the Lord their God. Let them know that I, Tukwa Abiyama, is their creator. They come back to me and I free them. They keep running away from me and I will destroy them. Very, very simple message. Barrister will take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Viber. Can that caller hear me? This is the first caller of the day. It doesn't bode well when the first caller of the day isn't performing. It is a bit worrying. If your lines are not strong enough, do not call Radio Biafra, please. Especially if you're calling from African country, you must make sure that your lines are very, very strong. And our lines are open. I am here with the barrister. We are discussing the issue of stupidity. as practiced by people of Ikwere and those that call themselves Niger Delta people. So the Afaruku in your place, in Niger, what is the difference between myself and those of you from Afara in and around Ahoda? What is the difference? I am asking all of you, those that claim that they are not Igbo, why are you from Afara? What is Azubike doing in your place coming from Afaruku in River State? Mad people, lunatics. No wonder you are suffering. No wonder you have no electricity, because animals are better than you. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. No. They cannot hear me. I don't know what is going on. I can see them, but they cannot see me, and they cannot hear me. Exactly. When I turned it off, you can hear it. You can hear the sound there. So I don't know why that isn't picking up. But all our lines are open. Our Viber line is open. And the number to call is +44 78 31 30 8376. That is the number to call us on Viber. Can the caller on Skype hear me? The caller on Skype, yes. Can you hear me?
Just hold on.
As you hold on,
I'm going to off my radio, please.
Okay. We are holding on for you.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yes, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Thanks. I'm glad to call. My name is... My name is Chimezie Asiakam. I'm from Imo State in Idato, not local government.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
From Stockholm is in Sweden. Please go ahead.
Yeah, yes. So my addition to, I really appreciate what you are doing and how you are helping us to achieve this goal. So I've been to the meeting and I'm pretty much supporting this issue of achieving our goal. So there are many things I have learned from you that I've never known before, you know. I called my brother today and tell him some of the news, what is happening in Imo State. He was surprised, because they filled them with false information in Nigeria. Nobody knows what is going on there. So, but my question on this protest there, because we need to show the world what the British have done to us.
They wanted to exterminate us. The British wanted to exterminate our race.
That's true. They don't want anything good from us. So I'm really planning to write up some things and say show to the Swedish people and tell them that they didn't give us democracy. They give us debt. They didn't help us in any way. They give us debt, lie, and we have to let the world know what the British give to the Zoom. So that's what I want to let everybody know. On that day of our protest, we should have that written note showing the world that what the British has given us. They haven't given us anything. So they just come to steal our oil and give the zoo right to kill us. So that's my comment. So I'm really appreciate what you are doing. I'm supporting this and I will be there till the end.
Thank you very much. I like that. Thank you very much. Our people are waking up all over the world. Thank you very much for that. That was a caller from Stockholm in Sweden. The barrister is with me. The barrister promised to remain with me. It was the barrister's birthday yesterday, and I was excluded from it. And I want to ask the barrister if this is the sign of a coup. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I'm listening.
Barrister, was my exclusion from your birthday list an attempted coup or what? I don't understand.
Yeah, director, you see, to be honest with you, as somebody who was brought up as a Jehovah Witness, I never celebrated my birthday, you see.
Okay.
And in all my whole life, it was only last year that I ever celebrated my birthday here in my house. And the reason why that is because each time my sister, my big sister, the husband, my in-law, from my big sister, is always coming here because I have a bigger accommodation to do one little thing or the other. I said, but look, I've never celebrated anything in this my house. It's about time I do this. But apart from that, director, as I was born and brought up as a Jehovah's Witness, never celebrated any of this birthday business, Christmas, none. So it wasn't like, so people were sending me, you know, happy birthday, long life, which I appreciate and cherish, you know. So, but apart from that, no, there was no kind of birthday party.
I thought that it was a deliberate ploy.
No.
As a sign of something to come. Amandianese.
Director, the only thing that will come is Biafra, nothing else.
Thank you. Barrister, remain with me. You're a good man. Thank you very much. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm from Madabuchi, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Sir, please, Director, I want to chip in issue of River State. They are not saying that they are not evil. I myself, I'm from Imo State, in Ohajebema, in Awara. These people called River State. They have a boundary in my village. There is a water in my village. That water is just, you can, if you start that water, the other side, you'll be seeing River State. We speak the same language. I do my service in Ahoda. And I confronted them that people are Igbo. They said, no, they're not Igbos. I said, can't you see your name? My name is Madabuchi. Your name is so, we are brothers. Stop saying that you're not Igbo. Stop deceiving yourself. These are Igbos, they are criminals. Igbos are, I said, don't even tell Igbo that Igbos are criminals. They are the ones that teach Igbo criminals. Igbos, they are not criminals. These people, they don't know what they are doing. They have to come out. Let us fight this battle. Because they are Igbos. They are not saying that they are not Igbos. They don't know they are insane. Because they know what they are doing. I myself am from Ohaji in Awara. I have a little boundary with them. So they are Igbos.
Yes, I can hear you. The world can also hear you loud and clear.
Hello, Director.
Yes, we can hear you very well. We heard what you said very, very well.
Okay.
My suggestion is this. I am not a violent person, but anybody you meet, if they say, I am from River State and I'm not Igbo, if you look around, there's nobody watching you, put your two fingers in their eyes because they deserve to be blinded. They are very, very stupid. Anybody from, regardless of who the idiot is, if he, the name is here, there is a Faruku in River State. A man called Azubike came from there to attend the native court in Ahoda on the 2nd of September 1930. This document was signed and dispatched. The name of the people are Ndiwala, owners of the land. And in that land, there is Azubike from Afaruku. And they are talking nonsense, useless people, hopeless fools. And I thought our people were daft. They are even more daft than I thought. And people are trying to massage their useless ego. Oh, please take it easy on them. Let them all go to the sea and drown. They are useless for abandoning where they come from. They don't deserve to live. No wonder Hausa Fulani are playing with them. We have somebody on the line. We have somebody on Viber. You are calling us from the United Kingdom, and is our very good brother, Felix Obijako. Felix, can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Welcome, I will bless you forever.
He say.
I'm so happy speaking with you. I've been trying for a long time.
Yes.
Man of God, this. I say in Igbo, Anu Abubagejiaka Furunwioku.
He say.
My name is Chikezie Okechukwu Obijiako.
Wonderful.
I'm from Aboy Itowori in Olu local government.
Exactly. Formerly known as Felix, is that correct? Formerly known.
Yes, it's Felix, yes. Yes,
formerly known as Felix. Please go ahead.
Hallelujah. Man of God, I'm so grateful. God is with you.
He say.
You know, last Saturday I went on evangelism. You know the ID card that is written Free Biafra.
Yes.
I went from my house on foot to Peckham, going around seeing people. You know that thing attracted a lot of people to me.
Yes.
To ask what is this Biafra? I know I have heard about it. I was able to educate them and tell them. Some of them decided they would be coming for the meeting.
That's good.
I went to a supermarket. One person just ran to me came and had a picture of that, had picture with me, and said he's sending it to people, the Catalonia, the Spanish people who are fighting for their independence.
Yes.
But he will send it there and tell them about this Biafra. And another thing I met, you know the Galaxy Radio?
Yes, the Galaxy people, yes.
In London, I met them and told them about Biafra. One of the people who did talk about, the presenters, was telling me, are we ready to come and have a chat on the, we are ready. He said, it should be on a Sunday. I said, okay, I have to speak to you before I know what to do. And no, even if it's Onyema, who can go there and
yes, of talk. Course, of course. He's the coordinator of all coordinators. He will go there and represent us.
Yes, that man is a Jamaican. Do you know that we have Igbo in Jamaica? Igbo race in Jamaica. Do you know that?
We are the original Jamaicans. They are our people. Haiti and, in fact, the entire Caribbean.
They call it. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
They call it the Igbo in Jamaica.
Are you serious?
Yes. He told me that they have a race Igbo. And then I went to another place, met a Jamaican. Well, I was asking, are you Igbo in Jamaica? He said he's race, but he said he knew about Igbo in Jamaica.
You see?
Man of God, there's one thing I want to ask again before I drop this. I believe our struggle is going on, and it's going very fine, because the House is coming out to confess. That soldier that went to VOA,
yes,
to confess is a head forward. You know that?
Of course it is, yes.
It's a move on our side.
Of course.
Then another thing I wanted to ask. Asare Dukubo, is he on exile?
No.
For a long time. Where is he?
You know, there is something called compromise. You know, that thing is a very big thing. You know that if you come out and say you are a freedom fighter, and you go and you take money from your oppressor, it diminishes your ability to be able to speak with radically about the truth or anything. I am hoping our people are on the ground looking for him, trying to find him. We have the numbers. We are trying to engage him, to let him know that what we want is Biafra. As simple as that. We are not interested in some stupid, useless resource control. It's very easy to assemble an army and fight and kill two or three people and say, yeah, give us money or give us all this. Oil is rubbish. We are telling the British, we will give you oil. Any amount, if Nigeria is giving you one barrel, we give you two barrels. Oil is nothing to us. What we are fighting for is to be free. We want to die as free men. Do you know that some people went to the USA and died in the United States as free people?
Yes.
They drowned as free people.
To serve.
Yes.
Slaves.
Yes. They said, we cannot bow down before any man. Only Chukwu Abiyama can we bow down to. And they said they are going back to the river. And they all drowned. And they have honor. They died as free men and women.
That's good. I tell you, that's good.
Our people don't
That's
understand
good.
What honor
Man
is.
Of God, you know how many people who showed themselves in the army, the Afghan army, during the war, that the Hausas can never touch them. They cannot arrest them. They showed themselves instead of them catching them alive.
Of
you know
course.
That?
Of course, men committed suicide. Of course they did. They took their honor. It is honor. It's about honor. You know, that is where we want to go. But these are honorable men.
Yes.
The likes of Onwuategbu. I have said it before. We get Biafra. The biggest statue we will have in Biafra land will be that of Onwuategbu. His column will be the highest. The Onwuategbu's column. Hallelujah. If you come to Trafalgar Square, you will see that Nelson's column, Admiral Horatio Nelson, the great British naval commander, his own statue surpasses that of every king, every politician, everybody in the whole of the UK. The same way Onwuategbu will be celebrated. We are asking the family to keep his pictures. We are going to build a gold finishing of his statue. It will be the tallest in the whole of Biafra land. These are men of honor that died on the battlefield rather than surrender. These are the men that inspire me to do what I do. These are my heroes. Yes. These are the ones I look up to. People don't understand. The inspiration I get to do what I do are those that kill themselves at Igbo Landing rather than serve white people. My inspiration during the war is the likes of Onwuachi Egwu, the likes of Philip Effiong, men that never, in themselves, they never surrendered. Never. They fought the war to the end. They did not compromise. They did not join the enemy at any time.
Man of God, let me give you another hint. You know, I was watching the television yesterday night. I dubbed it, and I have it in Facebook. I will post it in Facebook anyway. You know that France, during the war, they were looking a name to call the type of killing in Biafra land. Do you know that at last they declared that it's a genocide?
Of course, it's genocide. The British sponsored, people don't understand this. The British came, the Portuguese told them that the children of God are living here. That I won't go into much details, I'll do so on the 30th of May. They said, but the children of God are living here. They sent one of their geographers to go and find out. The geographer went to Zamfara and asked them, and Zamfara people told him, of course, I have the proof. I don't say anything I don't have the proof of. Told them that, yes, indeed, across these plains, these people are there. The children of God are there. The Zamfara told a white man, he drew the map. That was the day the British decided. Because they allowed the French to be expanding westwards. But once they got to that place, they said, we better do this job ourselves. They came in and presided over an attempted genocide of an entire race. The British government was complicit in the killing of our people, in genocide, genocidal war, designed to kill our people and finish them off. And they must pay for it. Their paying for it is that they are the ones going to come back to rebuild Biafra land. They will build it back. From the destruction they rained on it, they will build it back. Thank you very much, my dear brother, and God bless you. Thank you.
Man of God, the line is fainting. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen and amen. This is Radio Biafra. Obijaka calls me man of God. I don't know what to say. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a Yoruba pastor. Answer man of God or is it man of God? I am a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. That is what I do. I serve my country. Because God said I should do so. Chukwu Abiyama said, this is what you must do for your people. Go and carry my message to them. Tell them that I'm the Lord your God. Tell them that they come back to me. I free them. They abandon me. I destroy them. Very simple. Only two options. As the very venerable Luke Wanano will tell me in Chicago. Only two things. Come and serve me or I will destroy you. Simple. Not three or four or five or six. This is Radio Biafra. You give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, you are through to Radio Biafra. And by virtue of that, to millions of people all over the world. Can you hear me? He's on a train. The person is on a train. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can the caller on Skype hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Nnamdi Oka. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. I hope you're living up to that name. Nnamdi is not an easy name. I hope you are living up to that name.
For sure, sir.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm happy that a man called you a man of God. And you are denying it. You are really a man of God, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You are even more than all these, what they call them, the boy or whatever they call them. Because you speak the truth.
Thank you.
And truth is life. That is the major thing.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, please, I want to ask, because on our on 30th, concerning our marching and remembrance of our heroes, where are we going to pray? For us outside.
You congregate anywhere you congregate. It could be in front of the parliament building. It can be in front of a local assembly. It can be in a field somewhere. Anywhere you congregate, Chukwu Abiyama will be there. Anywhere you are, the spirit of 3.5 million people will be there. Because on that very day, we want people to observe something. On that very day, as you come out and you're praying, Tochukwu Abiama, we must make it very clear. As you come out and you're praying to God to accept the soul and the spirit of those that died prematurely, people will see what will happen. You will see it physically. You will feel it in your bones. People will then understand that what we are doing is not a small thing, that this is massive. It happened to me. I came to Africa looking for a particular man. I was thinking on my way back from the U.S., how do I meet this very important man in African politics? I've been struggling on how to meet him. Do you know that I went somewhere to eat? Somebody met me at that place and said, "Who are you?" I was very, very a bit coy. I said, "I'm here." I didn't give out all the details. They said, "Come, I will take you somewhere." Do you know that today they took me to somebody and that person made a series of phone calls and said, "That man you've been dying to meet, that I'm going to take you to him. Anything you want him to do, he's going to do it." I couldn't believe myself. I don't normally sleep in the afternoon, but today I slept in the afternoon because of the joy. I was overcome with joy. And believe you me, the whole thing happened in a way that it could not have been a coincidence. It's impossible. It couldn't have been a coincidence. And then I said that indeed Chukwu Abiama is with us, because the same prayer I prayed when I was on the aircraft coming, I said, "If you are God, if you want us to do this very thing, I want to meet this man. This man is critical. We get this man and the Africa Union is split into two." And I'm going to see the man in the next few days. That goes to show that God is with us. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much for that question. Another question I ask is, I have a very good friend of mine. His mother is from Molu, and his father is an Hausa man. I added him in Radio Biafra, and the day before yesterday, he called me. And he asked me, say, "My friend, what am I going to do? I've been listening to this address you gave to me, and every day they insult my father, they insult my people, and he knows everything concerning me." And he said that since in the history of Nigeria, that no Hausa man have ever ruled Nigeria. That all Fulani, he started telling me their tribes, that we confused, that we all put all of them together as Hausa people, while most of them are not Hausa people. So I get a bit confused. I don't know what to answer him. That's why I want to ask you, sir. You help me out, because he...
Yes. They are the same thing. Because, yes, they are the same, yes. The Fulani people came and conquered Hausa people with the help of some Hausa people. They conquered themselves. Fulani conquered Hausa. Hausa helped them to conquer every other person. This particular person is unfortunate that he has Igbo blood in him. If he is prepared to abandon everything that he has known, because Biafra is open to everybody. I keep saying this all the time. If he repents of his sins, in other words, if he jettisons what he has been taught to become and wants to be a part of us and then come in to imbibe the Biafran spirit of freedom, because we are the embodiment of freedom, then he's more than welcome to be a part of us. But here we speak the truth. We call a spade a spade. Here we castigate our own selves. I say that the place is crawling with monkeys, which is the zoo. I don't exempt anybody. I don't demarcate. If I have to castigate myself, I do so. I don't feel sorry for myself. I have no time for pity, for self-pity. When I say Igbo people are stupid, am I not Igbo? I am one of them. So I include myself until we change. Our people must understand that the new Biafra will be built on critical appraisal. We will criticize people so that they can get better. If they do it well, we praise them. If they get it wrong, we massacre them. That's what we intend to do. And tell him, if he is somebody who is conscientious, go and ask him. If he loves his mother's people, you go and ask him. If he believes in righteousness, you go and ask him, what did your mother's people do to your father's people that they keep killing them all the time? As simple as that. Okay? I hope he's still there. I don't know if you can hear me. I will invite the barrister to please try and come in. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? If you can, we have a dilemma here. We have somebody who, I don't know, you know, sometimes, who is genuinely fathered by a Hausa man. And the mother is Igbo.
Yeah. Barrister, I'm with you.
Yes. How do we do this very problem, please? You help
us.
Somebody whose mother is Igbo, the father is Hausa, genuine. What do you do?
The guy is a Hausa, of course. Now, the dilemma that the guy faces, of course, if the mom is from Olu, are you sure that the guy who is talking, because why he was talking to you was also laughing within him? I heard him laughing. That was why he disappeared when you were asking if he was still there. It could be he himself who is using somebody as an example why he is the one that is trying to make this particular call. The difference is clear. He is a Hausa man, irrespective of the fact that the mom is from Olu. Now, the problem he has is, if he's too close to his dad, he's likely to fall in as a Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, if you like. But if he is within his mommy's corner, he will be an Igbo man. But how can you take away the blood of a man and put it that of a woman? Unfortunately, he is Hausa, and that is why he's angry, telling his friend that he's being criticized every day. If he's on the side of his mom, he will not be so angered as he is complaining. So, Director, there's nothing we can do. There's quite a lot of them like that, and most of them are the ones discouraging our people. Don't go. Leave Nigeria as it is. Let the zoo carry on. The zoo has expired. We are trying to escape.
But we can
ourselves.
Take our sister back, isn't it? We can take her back.
If your sister wants. Suppose your sister doesn't want to come with you. I want you to carry her, Luya. The woman will determine if she wants to come back. So, it's not up to you, Director.
So, there is nothing...
No, there's nothing you can do. As I've explained it, if the guy falls within his daddy's jurisdiction, he's a typical Hausa man. And if he is, as I told you, I've made mention of this before, I have an auntie who was taken by these Yoruba guys after the Nigerian Biafran War, had a child, and the boy was named Owolabi, and eventually this boy's name was changed to English name, thereby removing that Yoruba-ness in him. And the boy blended in. Of course, he never asked of who, where his daddy is. So, if we are talking, of course, he will support anything being done or about to be done by the Biafrans. But the one who has already identified himself as a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, there's nothing you can do about that. You are right. There's no difference between Hausa and Fulani. They are all the same. And unfortunately for him, if he goes to a Muslim mosque, he is receiving the same training as Hausa Fulani Boko Haram received. You cannot excuse that Director.
So in other words, we can't help him.
There's no way you can accommodate it. Prince Nico, he said a bended tree can never be straightened. If you want to straighten it, well, if you know Wellinga, you go Sangola. So you cannot straighten something that is bent. If you are already done, it's like a mixed race. You cannot convert a mixed race back to either a pure white or pure black. No. Mixed race is mixed race. The blood has already been diluted. So you call it a mixed race.
So there is nothing we can set up to purify them back into our society.
Are you going to remove their blood?
I don't know.
That would be a different
You know, sometimes I also have this very soft spot for this, because the sister is one of us. Sorry, the mother is one of us. You know, yeah. When you're, you know, is a bit a child of your sister, there is a way it looks. But who am I? Biafrans will decide what to do with them. It's not in my gift.
No, Director, they are deciding. If they want to come back home, for example, we have Biafra today. And the woman said, look, I don't like your culture. Of course, the Hausa have their own culture. The Yorubas have their own culture. If the woman is fully embedded into the culture, whatever she's married to, you cannot pull her out. They will decide to go back home if they want to. In fact, maybe the in-laws or the husband might treat her so well that she will even tell them if she dies, she'll be buried there. I had an auntie who married to Isoko. I think Isoko is in Delta. The woman said that they looked after her, and if she dies, she should be buried there. So women do have such kind of pronouncement that whenever they die, they should be buried in that place. But those who are not happy with where they married to, they want to come back home. And any little opportunity provided, they will flee.
Okay, thank you very much for that. People have spoken, is not in my gift. Of course, I would like to see our people come back. But that is the way it is. This is Radio Biafra. If your father is Hausa Fulani, then you are Hausa Fulani, unless you want to come back home and answer Kichuku and cleanse yourself of all of that Hausa Fulani garbage. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Bruno Ikechukwu.
Bruno Ikechukwu, where are you calling from? His name is Bruno Ikechukwu. I cannot hear him. I wish I can hear him. I cannot hear him at all. I don't know what this type of thing is that one of our systems here just comes on and goes back in again. I don't know. This person has been calling. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Denlande. This is Chiwoke Ozo, an indigenous of Umuodehie, Isia Langwa.
Yes, yes. My brother, how are you? Please go ahead.
I'm fine, sir. I want to comment on three issues this night. Good morning from here anywhere.
Go ahead.
Good evening from Africa.
Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, about the guy whose maternal home is in Olu, he is our son by mother or by maternal issue. So, and I'm sure that he is above 20 or 18 years, and he can equally decide for himself. So, if he wants to be part of us with good faith, we will accept him also with good faith. Because I hear you many times saying that if Southern of Sokoto comes to seek refuge in
of course
Biafra land,
we'll let him
we will
in.
Pardon him.
Of course, yes.
So I'm sure that you can also pardon him in the same way.
Of course, we have to allow people. That is the meaning of Biafra. People, anybody can come and join. Once you believe in our way of life, we'll be better than the USA. USA have restrictions, right. We will not. People who can come and join us if they believe in our way of life. If the Sultan of Sokoto is running for his dear life and he runs to our place and wants asylum, we give it to him. Because we are civilized people. Now, if this person wants, he's 1 DM at the end of the day. If we follow Igbo culture and tradition, he is 1 DM, isn't it? He belongs to the women. If
that's
he
good.
Comes to Olu, exactly. He is 1 DM, if you like it or not. I mean, that is the way it turned out.
So, another thing is this, sir. I am from Iye, Isia Langwa. We have a very common boundary with Mbise. And I want to comment on your previous broadcast about Ohuhu and the Ngwa. I want to clarify your understanding about the issue of Ohuhu and the Ngwa. It all came about when the announcement came during those days that the river, the Imo River, is about to cross the boundary between Ngwa and the Ohuhu. And they were given yam to prepare for their meal. And this yam, the Ngwa people, as Ngwa people which they are, they went ahead to boil the yam, and they finished boiling the yam, and they ate the yam fast, and also they crossed before the river gave a boundary.
But wasn't that what
the Ngwa people was
go ahead.
Busy roasting the yam. So that is the reason why they became Ohuhu and Ngwa people became Ngwa, because the announcement came all the way from Owerenta. So another thing is this, the Rivers people, they are very damn stupid, because if they say that they are not Igbo people, they are very stupid and they are cowards, they are stupors, because we have a very common boundary from Okokorala in the Kapara, linking Eche and the Degema, Chokocho, and all the rest. If you go from Okokorala or a place called, there is this place called near Oboe in Old Imo State, you have a very common boundary with Eche. They speak their language also looks alike, sounds alike. So I wonder when people start to answer rumor, they must continue to be rumored. So don't mind them. If they are not willing to come with us, to hell with them. If they are willing, then Chukwuebiamah will be with them, also with us. So this is my contribution, sir.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome that. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, I don't know if you are with me, but we have somebody on the line. We have somebody on the Viber line. That person, can you hear me? Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Dalesta. I can hear you very well.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling from, and you raise your voice for us as high as possible, please.
Thank you. This is Cyrus Olujukwume calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Olujukwume from Switzerland. Go ahead.
Yeah. I am from Agwata in the Swafia. You see Akoi Swafia in Agwata.
Yes. Yes.
You see, director, at times when I'm thinking about our people, in fact, it's very surprising. I mean, it surprised me how our people couldn't know who they are. The other time I was listening to Radio Biafra, and somebody said that he came from Isiako in Imbi State.
Yes.
And I am also from Isiako in Agwata in Swafia. Isiako village. See, we are all the same people, but our people don't know who they are. They allow other people to tell their story to them. That is something baffles me, because when I see all these Europeans, they know their history. Every of their family have a history, and they tell their children their history. But our own people don't like to tell our people our history.
I don't know why.
That guy that called from that said that the mother is from Owerri or from Olu. You see, director, we all know that we have a culture that says that a woman don't have a place until she married. It's our culture.
Yes.
It's when a woman married, then she has a home that she called her place, her home. And our sister have married to an Hausa man and have a child to this Hausa man. This our sister belong to the family of this man. But if she come back, if she says she don't want to live here anymore, that the situation she don't find it so comfortable, she can come back and we will welcome her as our sister.
Yes.
You remember what is happening to us now, Ikewachukwu?
Yes.
The father is an Igbo man, but the mother is from Kaspina.
Yes.
And he's a traitor. So you see how it works. So if you say, okay, because of the mother is from our sister, let him come. We don't know, because that blood has contaminated. And imagine a mother and a father. The very strong blood in that guy is the Hausa blood, which his father bears. So we are not saying that it's not from the maternal home, is not from our home. No, we welcome that, but we have to keep our eyes open.
Okay, yes, I agree with you. Thank you very much. I agree with what you're saying. We keep our eyes open, but the mother is from the village. The funniest thing about it is that one DM, a child of the women, because if you go to your mother's village, you are one DM. That is who he is. If he goes there, they cannot say, because blood is thicker than water. If Haruna decides to go to the mother's village, there is nothing you and I can do about it, to be honest with you. You can't drive him away, because the mother is from the place. The mom is Wanda. She's a daughter of that very place. You cannot remove her from her ground, and neither can you exclude the children. That is the beauty of where we come from, the beauty of our place. very, very beautiful land. If you understand the culture and the traditions, you will know that we are the most civilized and welcoming people on this earth. Don't mind what the corrupt Aruchukwu priesthood did to our people. The corrupt priesthood of Aruchukwu messed up everything that we believed in, gave us all manner of nonsense. That is why we are returning to Chukwu Abiyama, from whence we came, so that Biafra may be firmly founded on the twin pillar of truth and honesty. We are a civilized people. We cannot, because of what has happened to us, abandon or jettison that. We must always be welcoming. Always. The British are even allowed to come and live within us if they want to. Despite what they did to us, we will allow them to come and invest in Biafra land, because they have to make good what they have done wrong. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning from Malaysia. This is Elisha Michael calling from Malaysia.
Yes, you're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, the issue of this River State, you know, sometime last year we really talked on it, and I called in to really let our people know. I am from Abia State, and the name of my village is Ibere. I made it open on the air, and I even threw a challenge from people in River State to come up and defend it. My ancestor, the people that came in to Ibere, is from Ikwere, and the family name, I still know it, he did, is called Okomoko family. It's a royal kingdom in Ikwere. So these people, we are one people. We are still the same Igbo people. The problem we have as a race in Nigeria is that the British rewrite our history. The issue of the people of the Niger Delta is that not only that the British rewrite their history, even the Nigeria as a country destabilize these people. I have a friend, he was with me this night. I've been working with him to coordinate their people. He speaks Igbo more than me. He's from Ikwere. So the issue of what we should be doing now is to try to, I know we've been trying as much as we can to awaken them from this disease that has eaten them. I mean, this disease called Nigeria. Most of them knows the truth. And the truth will unveil. Even the Bible said it, that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That is that on that issue. Secondly, my fellow Biafran that called that his friend, the mother is from the Igbo land and the father is from the Hausa land. You know, I think the Igbo tradition, we have the Ikunne of a thing and the Ikunna of a thing. And with the name Biafra, Biafara, come and partake or come and take possession. If it is only about the person, the principal person, if the person decides to come back to the place of the mother, I believe the person is welcome.
But you can't stop the person. You cannot. In Igbo tradition, you cannot stop one DM from going to the mother's village. You cannot. You don't even dare fight them. You don't draw blood from their body. That is the worst part of it. You are not allowed to assault them physically. That is the worst part of it. So if this chap decides to pack his things and come to Olo, there is nothing any of us can do about it, quite frankly. That is our tradition.
Exactly. That is it. I have a brother, one of my brother, my mother's elder sister. She got married in Ohofia. When the husband died, the son decided to move back to Ibere with the mother. Even the community he came into gave him a land to build his house. I think this is our tradition and our culture. So it has to do with the person. So if the person decides to come back, we have nothing to do. So that is all I have to say or contribute to this program. And lastly, to our Biafran Attorney General, Barrister Imam Mezu, happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue the work that we are doing. Our work is relentless. It was the barrister's birthday yesterday. I have a very awful voice. Of course, I was a chorister. I used to be a choir boy when I was a lot younger. I used to go to sing. at the choral group or whatever it is. But I cannot sing happy birthday to the barrister because now I'm an old man and my voice is gone. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, your name please and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, this is Nnamdi Oluigbo, and I'm calling from Basel in Switzerland.
In Switzerland, please. Go ahead, we are listening.
Yes,
Can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down. You're listening to your system. It's distracting you. Please turn it down and speak to me via the system. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Director, actually, I think they've been taking you enough, so thanking shouldn't be a new thing to you.
No, it's not.
So, I guess. So, but you're doing a good job. Keep it up, you know. I'm actually a Biafran by blood.
Yes.
And by ideology. My father fought in the war.
But not by religion. My own includes the religion as well. I'm a Biafran by religion. Please go ahead.
I like that. Anyway, I've been trying here in Switzerland to like sensitize and create the awareness on 30th of May for the commemoration of our fallen heroes and comrades.
Yes.
And but I am trying to connect with the coordinator of Biafrans here in Switzerland to find out if he has made any moves to register the indigenous people of Biafra here in Switzerland, so we can be able to converge or have meetings freely and whenever we want.
I'm sure they are doing that right now. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. Actually, we are friends on Facebook.
Yeah, go. Wonderful. Go to the place you search for people's names. Go there and type in. Yes, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Go to Facebook and type in Biafrans in Switzerland.
So how do I get in contact with the coordinator here in Switzerland?
That's what I'm telling you. If you can hear me, go and type in Biafrans in Switzerland on Facebook search field. Type in Biafrans in Switzerland. You will see their Facebook group come up and you ask to join. Once they take you, you will say, please contact me. This is my number. I am in Switzerland. Very, very simple.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
Thank you very much. That is, you do it now immediately. We have Facebook groups all over the world. It must be Biafrans in Switzerland under Radio Biafra to make it legitimate. That is how you distinguish groups that are fake, because people want to copy what we are doing. People want to be like us, but they cannot be like us because they have not been called to do this job. They cannot be like us because Chukwu Abiyama have not determined that they should come. So they try to copy what we are doing and mess it up. We will go and look for Biafrans in Switzerland under Radio Biafra. Go and join them. The coordinator is doing very well. Switzerland is very strong, as a matter of fact. Go and join them and help them become even more stronger, because I see you have a lot to contribute. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Bless you too, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Our people are here. The very eminent barrister himself, an attorney at law, Barrister Memesu, is with me. I shall invite the barrister. People are inboxing me left, right, and center. I shouldn't allow Hausa blood to come in. You know our people. They said we shouldn't let Hausa blood come in. Now, barrister, wait for me, please. Stay where you are. Our people are very funny. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Viber. This is Radio Biafra.
Okoro Maramano Nnamdi Kanu Okoro Maramano Anikwukwo Gi N'Azu Okoro Maramano Nnamdi Kanu Okoro Maramano Anikwukwo Gi N'Azu. You know why I love you?
Thank you.
My director.
Thank you very much. You're kind.
You know why I love you.
You will tell me.
I love listening to history. I love knowing who I am. That is why I love my father so much when he was alive. out of 16 children, I was the only person closer to my father, and he told me a lot of things which my senior brothers could not even know. Whenever I go home, I teach them my tradition. This is how Papa, and this is what Papa said, and this is how he does. As I'm talking now, one of my immediate senior brother in Italy, then Oba, is listening to you now because he knows. I love history. Hi, my name is Andrew, calling from Trinidad and Tobago.
Yes.
I'm from Anioma State. You know me, I'm a regular caller. I used to hear you say about Ekumeku. I want to tell you the meaning of that Ekumeku.
Tell me, please.
My director, that Ekumeku is not, it is a British slogan. It is called Ekuneku. Ekunoku.
That's correct. Ekuneku is quietness, secrecy. Secrecy, don't say.
It was a strategy they used in fighting war.
That is correct.
Our father, they used it in fighting war in a way that they don't say anything so that the British, the whites, will not know their next plan. So when they come, they talk with nodding of head and whatever. And they gave that in Ekunoku group. But the Oyibo people take it to Ekumeku. So I love history. My father told me that, and it was written also. So the British, the white people have come and even changed a lot of things.
Yes.
It gives me a lot of pain today that our people, especially that Anioma, this thing you are saying that Ikwere people are refusing not to be part of Igbo, it is even more. It is even more pronounced in Anioma that most of Aniomas, majority of them, are saying that they are not Igbos. I married from Anambra State. I love that eastern part of Nigeria to the core right from time. I see myself as an Igbo man right from time. But most of Igbo people, the people I call it the eastern part of Nigeria, also take us to be fake Igbos too. And our people are saying they are not Igbos. What is the meaning of this Igbo? And they want to change it. You see how the Yoruba Hausa tried to divide us. Now they change this longer. It's no longer Igbos. It is Igbos. I-B-O. They say now we are Igbos. We are speaking Igbos. And what they call them Detal Igbos. Detal Igbo. I say there is nothing like Igbos. It is Igbos. Right from time when I was in primary school, even secondary school, they said, which language do you speak? They would bring us outside and say, we speak Igbo. We speak Igbo language. We are Igbo. But most of us from Anioma day are refusing to believe ourselves. We are refusing to accept that we are Igbo. Always like that. I tell you, last 2 weeks, my director, the one person I called last time that is in UK, I don't know if he's listening now, downloaded your interview in the Anioma forum. The interview you had with this newspaper, what is the name?
Is this Sahara Reporters?
Sahara, yes. And a lot of comments were going. Even the person who downloaded is a reporter. And people were reading. Then I wrote an article that is among the Biafra distance. He's listening because I introduced her. She's listening now. They were commenting. I had a lot of comments. I even talked to her directly on Skype because she is my sister there from Anioma there. I asked her a question. Can't you help in supporting this Biafra and everything? You know what she said? She said she's not Igbo. That she realized that there is injustice done to Igbos, but she's not part of Igbo. That her sister comes from Benin. I said, why are you saying this? Ezechima, that is the name. Why? He said, no, Ezechima was not the original name. Why was she changed
Jesus
to Ezechima?
Christ.
Why did the name change to Ezechima? Ezechima clan, the Onecha, the Onichubos, the Selukus and whatever. I'm not from Ezechima clan. I'm from Obuluku clan, the Obulu clan. You understand me?
Yes.
We are Igbos and we are Igbo. Ozobolo is one of our son. Ozobolo is one of our son. My father told me the story of Ozobolo, and that story is still even told in the land of Ozobolo till tomorrow. I know history very well. So what I'm saying is that this one you are saying about this river state and whatever, you've not seen anything, my director. When the time will come, you will see that even most of the Anyomas are even denouncing, are even saying, because it was the, something that was sold to them that instigated in their brain by the Yorubas. That was the injustice Awolowo and Bruce and Bruce Lee did to us. When I was in primary school in my village, what they teach us is Igbo language. Agbechede. They taught us a lot of things where Igbo, we speak Igbo in my place. We learn this even from there, we learn this song. Akwukwo na suso, ona somuke muta, onye welunta sobi, agamuta akwukwo, mabrukwo na negi nenagi nwego. Mabrukwo na negi nenagi nwego. This song is a song sang all over Igbo land.
You are one of us. You are one of us, indeed. You are one of us. You have sung a song that touches me quite deeply, because we must understand it. If you had no money, you couldn't go to school. And Awolowo stole our money. How could we pay for school fees? The annihilation of our people, the attempted extermination of our race was full steam ahead. But due to the intervention, or due to the mercy of Chukwu Abiama, some of us was able to see education. They stole our money. We couldn't go to school. From the song you just sang right now, if your parents are, if they are rich, you can get education. If they are not, you're finished. Please continue. Continue what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is that, my brother, we have more work to do, especially in Namani, all my brothers and sisters. Most of us are willing, and I will never die until I see Biafra come.
You see, you will not die.
If Biafra did not come, I will go with Biafra. That is what I have pledged. We are working strongly here in Trinidad. Plenty of the Igbos, brothers and sisters, nobody wants to yield. Only three or four of us are trying to see what we could do. But what I'm telling you is that, please, let's persevere. Let's not worry. Let's not even be discouraged. God will see us through.
You see?
Because I am worried about my brothers and sisters, the Anyomas. Majority of them do not want to be part of this. And when they said, we say, Igbos, I said, who are the Igbos? We are the Igbos. And I pray that Chukwu Abiama will continue to see our struggle through. We will never surrender. We will never relent. We will continue to fight and push forward until this is given, or until the victory is ours.
He said, thank you, my dear brother. Well spoken, and a good rendition as well of that very song we used to sing during childhood when we were very small. The caller on Skype is with us, and the barrister is waiting. Please, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me, please? The caller on Skype, I don't know if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening. Good evening.
And good evening to all Biafrans all over the world. Once more, my name is Chukwu Emeka Dike, calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to make a contribution regarding our Hausa half-brother. Before this gentleman I just called now, in fact, blew my heart away, you know?
Yes, he did, to be honest with you.
He did, honestly. Yes. There are some people who are really good to be up there, and those who are fighting for what is right, you know, a just cause.
Yes.
So having said that, I will start from the first point anyway. Our brother, who happens to come from Umrenne, is in Olo, where I happen to come from. I want us to remember that as a Igbo language, I beg to use our local dialect. Now, also Chiwanwata, Obagumrenne.
Yes.
Yeah. And in that aspect, like some other people have made the point already anyway, that the decision is left for that our brother to make. Like you always say that even the, if the Sokoto Emir comes, we'll give him shelter and near Aduro,
you know? We'll take his fingerprint before we let him in.
Because we have that mind of accommodating.
Of course.
It's not from now.
It's in our nature.
Because I can give you one example. I remember vividly well. One of my uncle married a lady from Cameroon, to be precise. And there was a time, you know, this our kind of a thing. Maybe he wanted to like maltreat the woman somehow, occasionally as a man, and the woman doesn't know the culture. And then nearby, our moms would gather, make meeting, and call him and warn him seriously that this is somebody else's daughter. If you are not ready to take care of her like your own sister and your wife that she is, then return this same daughter to the person from where you brought her from. You know, that shows how much we love strangers.
Yes.
You know, we the Biafrans.
That is correct.
Yeah. So I would say that we keep our door wide open for our brother. I hope he's listening. He's part of us. He's our brother. We cannot deny him.
That is correct.
So if he decide to come back to his woman and pink tent with us, I mean, personally, I'm
there is nothing. The thing is, you cannot drive him away. There is nothing you can do about it. Nobody can drive him away.
I will give him land to build. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. So we welcome. We welcome. We are very kind people. Are you a very kind man?
We have enough. We have enough land. So I will give him where to build. As long as he wants to come, he wants on his own, not being forced to. He take the decision on his own that he wants to come back to where his heart is.
Yes.
He's highly welcome.
Of course. We are. Then,
secondly, regarding to what our brother who is from Anioma, what he said now, the guy was right on point, you know. Even in our own Igbo land, when we are talking about Biafra, even our own Igbo land, in our families, we still have Ndukwe Mandekwe now, even in our own family. So we believe that when we move in full motion, you know, when we swing in full motion,
that is correct.
You know, they will come to agree by force when they see things happening and the action. Sorry, I'm mixing it up for those of our brothers who don't understand. Anyway, sometimes I'm being carried away because of this, our sweet language, you know.
It's very sweet. Right.
So nobody will see where something is good and decide to stay the opposite side. I know they will all come around, both those from River State to from Cross River, because I remember I used to have a friend those days from across river, and her name is Ijoma from tribe?
Ikwere.
From Cross River. But her name is Ijoma.
From Cross River or Ikwere? Cross River or...
From Cross River, I'm telling you.
Are you serious?
CR, yeah.
My goodness.
Her name is Ijoma. Let me remember that they are this thing, what they are called them. Ogoja side.
Ogoja answers Anyim. The woman who raised the alarm about Hausa people invading our land is Anyim. Her name is Anyim.
Yeah, some of them still bear that complete Igbo name. You understand me? So if they look around, if they tell themselves the truth, they will know that there is no difference between the whole of the. We are in the same pot. Ofumininon on it now, but the same pot in the same water in the same pot boiling. You can't separate that this side is hotter than this side. No, we are one. All we are asking for is freedom. When we are free, everybody will be happy.
That's all.
You know?
Yes.
So I agree that our brother from Anioma, please, my brother, keep the good work you're doing. You know, I know those people you are talking to, they will come around in no time. They will. And I have much also so patok. You know?
Yes.
So thank you, Director, and thanks for the wonderful work you're doing, and we'll continue doing what you are doing also in Ireland here to make sure that we are moving forward.
Of course.
Thank you so much, and greetings to Barrister.
Thank you
Barrister,
very much.
Barrister, as well, happy birthday to you, Barrister. I remember sending you a message online anyway.
Yes.
The person you accepted last. You know, like you said, Director, he never accepted me initially until we spoke on air.
Yeah, okay. Barrister.
Yes. Uchemofo was the guy on air. Uchemofo was sitting for you, you know?
Yes.
Then I told barrister, lucky enough, he accepted, and then I sent him a message, and that was it.
That is
barrister,
wonderful.
Can I pray Mbiko?
Barrister, I hope you are listening. Barrister, my amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Of course he is.
Thank you so much. Thank you
I'm
so
listening.
Much.
Yes, he's thanking you very much. I hope. I don't know how. Wonderful. People are singing happy birthday. I don't know how you're taking it. My voice is not very good. I would have tried to sing a song for you. Happy birthday. But I'll go for training. When I train my voice and it's like that of Pavarotti, then I can sing. Barrister, can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, Director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, let me correct this impression before it goes too far. I was born on the 5th of April. I was just relating to you that all the messages sent to me, I read them yesterday, being the 6th. But my date of birth was April. But you are making it sound as if it was yesterday. It was 5th of April.
That's no problem. That's okay. It's the 5th of April. It's rather belated happy birthday, I must say. Go ahead.
More or less. More or less.
Go ahead.
So Director, really, our people are, you know, one thing I like about Radio Biafra, we might read some wonderful news from here to Jericho. As soon as somebody mentioned one thing that is a bit intriguing, everybody followed up on the track.
They're wonderful people, I must tell you. I love my people sometimes. They annoy me, but I like them. I love them all the same. But they're annoying sometimes, and I love them all the same. Go ahead.
That's your people. So, now, we've left all we read about the news. Now, we are dwelling on this particular...
Which is good. Which is very good. It's very good, honestly. It's educating and enlightening our people to understand.
Yes,
correct. That is who you show somebody to, your relative. We are now pointing out that we are one with the equal people, and they must know that. Go ahead.
Yes, the last call, I have to thank him because he was right. Because, you see, some people sometimes when they want me to get them put on my Facebook, they don't put their name. And once I see a foreign name, Director, you always say it, Amandianeze. You know, I don't want somebody to come under me because all my details are there. My name as Imam Mizu is my name as I was born. My pictures, everything about me, where I studied and all, from O level to A level to university level to what I am today. Now, somebody will come with a fake ID to come inside me to come and know. I don't want that, Director. If you are clean and plain as me, then yes, you are part of me. So I don't take everybody in. There was a guy I deleted yesterday, he used a horse as his profile. And then another guy answered, Obunigwe. I mean, come on. Is that the name of somebody?
Director, I understand.
I bow for everybody that comes to my... And funny thing is, they will get connected with Uche Mefo, Rita Anubogo, with Director, but I still have to check. And you know, most of the time, there was a guy who put a beautiful lady on his profile, thinking that he can fool me. Director, I went beneath looking to see where the guy said he changed his profile picture. I said, you're not a woman, you're a man.
maybe if you won't accept them as a man, that's why they're trying as a woman.
I did not accept him anyway, because he's using
forgery. Because he was engaged in forgery. Yes, go ahead.
I'm not moved by everything I see.
Then go ahead.
So the reality is that my guy from Aniocha is a regular caller, but the first time he called, I and Uche before we are on online that day, he came with a very serious question, and we put him through. Since then, the guy has been, he's like Obi, you know the Obi that called from Switzerland, or Sweden?
No, from Sweden, yes.
Sweden. Yep. You know the first time Obi came,
yes.
He took us by storm, and we held him by fire. And since then, he became our best friend, you see.
He's one of us. He is one of us.
Radio Biafra is very educative, very informative, because what we say here, we don't mix it up. We tell you as it comes, we tell you as it is. Even me and Director, we disagree, we dispute issues, but we are learning from one another. As I always say, Radio Biafra is the only institution where we learn from our students.
Of course.
And the students learn from us. Can you see how the same Delta guy, and the other guy who
came to correct about this Ekumeku. It's not Ekumeku, it's Ekunepu.
It's Ekunepu, is the secret society. It's Ekunepu. Don't say what we are doing, but because we fought the British. The British called it Ekumeku. That's correct.
That's correct. So, our listeners, they are informed with knowledge. Whilst we tell them what is happening, they also give us their own information. We love what we do here, and we know that Biafra will stand. Director, most of the things has been uncovered. While we are held in bondage, has been uncovered. As a result, we are going free very soon. Seriously, very soon.
Because
what has been taken away from us has been gradually restored. Look at the man you've been looking to see. All of a sudden, he came to you. So, we've always asked Chukwu Abiyama to present us with what we are looking for. And gradually, we have been presented for what we are looking for. Therefore, who says Biafra will not come? Leave those who are still in doubt. Agemechakwe, they will agree with us. Time is coming, and it's coming very speedily. Every heart will change. And those ones that remain uncovered will be lifted. We are here, and this is Radio Biafra. Director, I hand you back to what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Of course, you're with me, and the barrister shall remain with me. We have somebody waiting on Viber. Before we go to the person on Viber, we have somebody also on Skype line. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear sister.
This is Chinyo Ndiriba calling from Italy.
Thank you very much.
Director, I've been following the program this evening, and I have some things to chip in.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
These Port Harcourt people and the Niger Delta that are saying that they are not evil. Look, I'm even tired of hearing them say that. It's not as easy as if we are begging them to join us as Igbos or what. In the first place, what is Igbo? Igbo is a language. We are the Biafran. By name, we are Biafran.
That is correct.
And our language, which is Igbo.
That is correct.
So, as speaking Igbo, I don't see why you would tell me that you are not a Biafran. I don't know. We are not begging them to join.
Of course not. Who is begging them?
Make them believe to come into the family so that tomorrow they will not say that we are neglected. Tomorrow they will not say that we abandoned them or we backed out on them. That's why we are trying to integrate them among us, to call them, because they are our blood. But them saying that they are not this, I'm pissed off. I don't like hearing things like that.
I understand what you're saying and I agree with you.
I mean, if they think that without them, if they don't join us, Biafra will not come. But they are wrong. They are seriously wrong, because even without them, Biafra has already come. It has already been signed, sealed, and delivered.
Of course.
So they should stop making some of us feel bad when they try to deny their origin, because this is someone denying his identity. You are here, somebody has come to give you your identity, to tell you, look, this is what you are from the origin. Instead of you to see reasons, embrace it. If you don't know or you don't believe the person, go and make investigation. Be like the children of Issachar, that after they are being taught, they go back to learn, to see if what they are being taught is the right thing. There are old people in their villages. Let them go back to the root and ask those old people, where do we originate from? Instead of them denying their identity.
We have told them who they are. If at all they can reason. If at all some of them have any brain in their useless skulls to be able to reason. Anybody who is from the so-called Niger Delta, you say you are not able, you are a born fool. We have documents to prove it. The same people that told you all of a sudden you are not able, they are the ones calling you able before. Ndiwala. They are the same people calling you Igbo before all of a sudden they say, are you not foolish? An English person coming up the next day say, oh, no, I'm not English anymore. Does that make any sense? It's our job to educate them, as infuriating as they are.
Yeah, if they think they don't want to join, fine. Chukwu Abiyama has never been known to move by multitude. When he called Gideon, he chose only three few people from out of the thousands Gideon gathered together. He chose only 3,000 to go and fight. So Chukwuebiama never moved with multitude. He moved with the little few that are available, that make themselves available. That is just it. Then another one I want to say is about our half-caste brother. Half your outer and half...
says half-caste. Oh, God.
Clearly and honestly wants to come and identify with us as Biafrans. We will welcome him. We will welcome him with all our hearts. That is if he is sincere. If he is not going to be a sabotage to us. If he is not going to be a problem to us tomorrow. Because that is the problem the children of Israel had. When Solomon began to mingle himself with the women of from the strange land, problem came for the children of Israel. So if he is sincerely, if he is genuine to come and identify with the children of God, we will accept him. But if he's coming to mock us or to make mockery or to carry out one evil thought or whatever he think he imagine in his heart, then I tell him he will be disappointed, because the people he's seen are the, they are not the kind of people he can mess around with. So, Director, that is what I really want to chip in on today's broadcast. Director.
Yes.
You said the Edo people are not, we are not related by blood.
No.
An Igbo man marries an Edo woman.
Yes.
A marriage, the Edo woman automatically becomes a Biafran.
Of course, yes, automatically, yes.
Good. Now, in the case of this, our half-caste brother, the father is from Hausa.
Yes.
And the mother is an Igbo.
Mm-hmm.
Direct.
But you said we should allow him to come in if he wants to come. Is that correct?
And yes, we ask if he genuinely comes in. If he genuinely comes in, then we can better. Even at that, the problem the children of Israel had was Ishmael. When Abraham decided to make the work of God faster by sleeping with Hagar, and now he had Ishmael, and God said, well, if that be the case, Ishmael has to go, but he is going to be a problem to the children of Isaac as time goes on. And that is what we are experiencing today. The Hausa Fulani people are not giving us rest of mind. They don't want a child, can you 1 minute or miko? And then a child that says the mother will not sleep, he too will not sleep. As they have decided to become a thorn in our flesh, we have decided to become a nightmare to them. And by the grace of Chukwuebiama, Biafra is already sealed. It's a sealed issue.
It's
a matter of hours, not even years again. It's hours, because if you are saying years, I'll be scared. But it's a matter of hours, then the Biafra will come to our doorstep. Long live the Republic of Biafra. God bless Nnamdi Kanu, our pastor.
And I wanted to quote the Bible. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear sister. We have somebody who have been waiting all this while on Viber. I don't know how many they are, but the number suggests to me that this is another call from United Arab Emirates. If I am not mistaken, they will put me right. Please, the person waiting, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? My goodness me, I hope they will be able to come back to me. We have somebody on Viber, can you hear me? No? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, live transmission from Africa.
Yes, this is Michael Arenze.
And why?
From Austria.
From Austria. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Delta State.
You're from Delta State. What is your village in Delta?
I am precisely from Akumaze, Omocha, in Delta State.
Omocha?
Ikala.
Omocha?
Yes.
I like that. Omocha, those who are fair-skinned, the descendants and the children of those who are fair-skinned. Ndidiocha, please go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, Like I said, I am calling from Austria, Vienna, Austria, and I would like to join the family to be a member, but I don't know exactly, I don't know how to go about it.
We are in Austria. We have a group in Austria. If you have a pen and paper, you have it handy. There is an address I will give to you on Facebook. If you go there, you will see who your coordinator is. You will join your brethren. You will join your fellow citizens, the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans in Austria. You will find them, and you'll be part of this very glorious family, the largest of its kind anywhere on the face of the earth. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. Please go to Facebook and look for Biafrans in Austria. Under Radio Biafra. Biafrans in Austria. You open a bracket. Under Radio Biafra, you close the bracket. You go and ask to join the group. Every PRO, everybody responsible for maintenance and update of these groups must watch it very carefully. Accept screen and accept those asking to belong. They must be resident in that very country, or they must have something to do with that country. If you go there, you will join us in Austria, and you shall become one of us.
Okay, thank you. I'll do just that. I have a little contribution to
go ahead, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The world is hearing you as well. Loud and clear.
Good. I have a little contribution to make in regard to people saying, talking about Igbo and all of these. From my own view, what I can say about this is, Biafra is a country. It's not Igbo, talking about Igbo or this or that. It's like Igbo is just a small, it's just like should I say ethnic.
That is correct. It's a tribe amongst a nation. That is correct. Yes. Israel is a nation. The house of Benjamin is a tribe. The house of Judah is a tribe. The Levites is a tribe, and not the rest of them. The same way that you have Biafra as a nation and you have tribes that sit underneath it. It doesn't mean they are not one. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good. So when people are talking about Biafra, they are referring to Biafrans being Igbo, only Igbos or this, that makes it divided. That makes it look like it's only strictly for Igbo or this or that. If you don't speak Igbo, that means you are not a Biafran. No, that is not it. Biafra is a country. Talking about Biafra is a country. It's a country of its own, not by the language you speak or what. That does not make Biafran. What makes you a Biafran is if you are, like I am from Delta State, which I know to be Bendel as its old name. As its old name is Bendel, which I know. So it was made to be Delta State after all the whatever that was done, political things, reasons and all of that. They called it Delta State. So I think when we are saying Biafra, people should not have it in mind to be just Igbos, where you now say people from Anyocha is not they are not part of Biafran family or this or that. It should be referred and made clearly that being a Biafran is a country, not about Igbo or this. When you don't speak Igbo, you are not a Biafran. No.
So no, it is not. It is not. Not at all. Not in the least. Can I tell you something, my dear brother? Do you know if I go to Nsukka, if they are speaking Igbo at Nsukka, I don't hear one word they're saying. At Nsukka. Uh-huh. I don't understand them. I'm being honest with you. There are places you go to within the same Igbo land, if they are speaking their own, sometimes if Barrister Mamezu goes very deep, you start struggling to understand what he's saying in his Owerri dialect.
Yeah.
Our people should stop getting hung up about all these things. What unites us is stronger than what divides us. When I call upon the people of all the people of Biafra land, I can tell you common heritage. Even Wikipedia recognizes, he calls them people that share the same ancestry. We are one people.
I have said, I put out a challenge. We are prepared. Biafrans all over the world is prepared to fund a scientific research. You go and take the DNA of somebody from Cross River. Take the one from Akwa Ibom. Take the hair of somebody from River State. Go around and take it. Then go to Ogun State and take one from a Yoruba person. Go to Hausa land, go to Sokoto, take one from Fulani, take one from Hausa. We send it to America or send it to Europe, anywhere. We tell them to use what is called gene mapping to tell us which of these DNA, who is related to who. They will tell us. Very pure and simple. Even science is definitive on it. I can bet my bottom dollar that the amenable of Okrika is related to the Obong of Calabar. As simple as that. And in turn, that they are related to the Obi of our nature. We are one people. Provable. Regardless if your father is Hausa, Fulani, or Yoruba. If you are part of us, you are part of us. We can be able to find you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Look for your people around you. They are there waiting to embrace you. Biafra is for everybody. If the Sultan of Sokoto is running from Boko Haram, if he runs into our territory, we shall protect him. Mm-hmm. We are civilized people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. And we are here trying to do what is right, trying to preach the gospel of Chukwu Abiama, trying to ensure that the kingdom of heaven will come to this very earth in the shape of the resurrected Republic of Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are. This is our radio station, and we call it Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, fellow Biafrans. This is Chukwuka Dibia, a.k.a. calling from Germany. I just want to make a very small comment on the issue of today's River State. Most of us have grandparents who live over 130 years. And anybody who is familiar with Imeriewe in today's Imo State knows very well that Imeriewe and River State shares a very big border. They used to have an old road, Ejapoya Ozo Ocean, which they normally walk with leg to all those places. That document, Director, you just read this night, refers some important thing. There's something he said there. Oshie, the
yes, go ahead. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, my goodness. Eke, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. I wish he can come back. He was trying to make some point. We shall wait. Somebody is on hold. We shall go to the person who is on hold. This is Radio Biafra. If you are joining us for the very first time, we are welcoming you. Anybody joining us for the very first time, this is where we congregate. This is where we worship God every blessed day, 7 p.m. Biafra time. This is our own service. This is where we offer praise to no other person than Chukwu Abiama. Here. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Viber, give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good day, sir. My name is Bama. Iribama.
Sorry?
Sinju. My name is Iribama Opusunju.
Opusunju. Are you related to Uche Opusunju? Opusunju is not a very easy name. It's a very grand name. Are you related to my friend Uche Opusunju?
Opusunju, come. We are one place.
Yes, there is only one Opusunju on this earth.
We have them in Aba. When you come in Aba.
Yes.
In Aba, there's a place they stay. They always stay close to the water area.
Yes.
In Aba, when you come in Aba, you go towards the slaughter in Aba, in going towards Obo Hill area. We have the Opupo people, all those area.
Yes.
We have the Obani people, all those area. We all came out from the same island.
That is
when
correct.
You are passing towards Ogoni.
Thank you.
In an island. You know, sometimes when people are saying, I've been trying to get the line. but have not been getting it. Long I've been following the call. I'm in Switzerland. I'm with my wife. My wife, she's from Congo. But she supports even me. She's even in our website. When I tell her the story, she says, yes, if you can get it, it will reach to the whole Africa.
Which part of Congo is your wife from? Your wife could be a Biafran as well, because Biafra extends all the way to Congo.
Yes, she's from Kinshasa. And yes, they have in that Congo too, the people, they answer Chi. There's one of my in-laws, they answer Chi. Their name is like Chi. When we are saying Chi, is which is God. So there's a time I named my daughter Chimamanda. When I named her her name, she was telling me, oh, no. Now this name looks related to a part in our place. I tell her, yes, when you are saying anything, just let me know. She explained herself. But what I want to say is just, I'm talking of the Opopo area, when people are saying the river said they are not the Igbos, or they are not in Biafra, they are wrong. They are very wrong, because in Opopo himself, they speak Igbo there.
If yes, of course.
You come back now,
Opopo is Igbo now.
What I will tell in the morning is Cha Bona, Ebonachi, is our greeting in the morning. And when you are saying where they migrate is from, the Bende area is where they migrate. I can remember when I went for a burial in my mother's place. We went for a burial, then they were burying somebody, one of our in-law. Then what they said, because we do marry ourselves, we have the people from Obani, then we are from the Opusunji, but it's just one island and all is Opopo. So we went to Obanuku, it's the same Opopo too. Then we did the burial finish with... I was in the barangang, then some of us came out, some went straight in the kitchen. Then one of my uncle came, he called the guy, hey, no, we don't do this in Igbo land. No, you shouldn't come out from the cemetery, you just go inside to the kitchen straight and dip your hand in the pot, that you should go and bath.
You see?
Yeah, we don't do that.
You see?
Then I look at him.
And that is pure, hang on a second, my dear brother, that is pure Hebrew tradition. That is also in Hebrew. That is also in the Bible. That is what they do in Israel. Exactly the same thing. You don't go and bury somebody and go into the kitchen. You go and wash yourself. Our people must understand this. That here we are here to enlighten and educate you. So we take intelligent people into Biafra to go and build a civilized nation. Not to take a bunch of dimwits who cannot reason properly. Please go ahead.
Yes. So what I'm saying is just... if we can make it out to visit those people there, I'm telling you the reality, leave them. They will soon join. I heard one of our sisters that said, Agwanahamu, okay. Like I will say it in my own dialect, but I can tell you that Agwanahamu, okay. Agwanahamu, okay. Agwanahamu, okay. It's always so. But to tell you the reality, we still have the betrayers, even when you come in the scripture. In the scripture, in the Bible, Christ have his 12 disciples. You know that Judas is there to even deceive the people. But it doesn't mean that Judas was not among. We know them, but when there's repentance, there's forgiveness. When there's repentance. So, but all I know is that we still stand. Biafra will stand. My dad fought for Biafra. He fought. When I'm saying he fought, even that he always showed me, this is where I had the bullet here. He guided his people, guided all of them. He fought it in Aba. He told me the place in Abana, they built a church. That place, it was a Juku bunker, they called there, close to the waterside area. He always told me, it was here, it is here. We fought here, I put all my family, they were all here. Because they all were resting in Abana. So, my director, I just want to thank you very much. May God keep all Biafra alive, that we will see our future.
He said.
May God bless everybody that are supporting this group, this forum. May God reach to each of every one of us. Grant us our heart desire. The enemy will not see us. I don't know who to call them to say, let me thank you, but everybody supporting. We still have foreigners. They are supporting my friends. Many of them, when I stay with them, even I have many of them, even the Reverend, they will say, it's money. It's because of money they are doing this thing. That they know that they will just bring these people. They will bring the majority. They will bring them to say, okay, now these people, you are not among these people. But these people, we know, they will open their eye tomorrow. They don't want them to be like them. They will not put those that are not even wiser, they will put them in authority. It's happening everywhere. I was watching Rwanda today when they were talking of the genocide that happens. About 800 people that died or whatever. I said, this one is even smaller than Biafra own. We have our own, it's almost 3 million points. And when I was looking, they are present, he was speaking. He even said those that the France, those that support, they were racist. He was putting it in a paragraph. He read, and I said, no, this guy is too much. And people were clapping. Many UN were there, they were there sitting, but there was no French representing. There was nobody representing them. So
terrible.
You can see the problem we are having in our in the nation. It's all about everywhere in the world today. But all I'm here to say is that we need support, not just to say, like me, I'm calling now. I don't join my people, but normally I even tell my wife that we have to pay something to support, even though we don't go there because it's very far for us. Sometimes I always travel, I'm always on the way. I tell her, but look, we have to pay from this place. We can pay into our car to support the group, that they always mount satellites. We have other things to do. So what I'm just saying, we give our... Also, we have to bring our sweat, which is our blood too. Because when I'm saying our blood, not that our blood is our sweat, the money you put is still your blood.
That is correct.
We suffer for it, so we can use it to still survive on this issue. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. People are asking me to call them back. I cannot do so. I may be able to do so tomorrow. I will invite the very eminent barrister. The barrister whom we are somehow inadvertently celebrating his belated birthday on this very platform, this radio station today. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law is with me. I shall invite the barrister to please bring our proceedings to an end because our broadcast have finished today. Our people have spoken and how they want to do it, they have done it. This is their radio station. Anything they want to say, they can say it. This is their radio station. However they want to place their opinion, they are welcome to do so. We run the freest and the most open platform in known to broadcasting, essentially. Here you come, you speak your mind. We don't know who you are. We pick your call and you speak your mind. And as you are in one country, millions of people all over the world are listening to you. The very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, please commence the end of this program, if you may.
Thank you, Director. We come to an end for today's program. Tomorrow we will, of course, start at 7 p.m., wherever you are, you check the timetable. We thank all of you, those who are managed. You've managed to get through. And those who are even trying to get through but they couldn't. Try earlier tomorrow once we finish the news and the views and analysis. Then you can reach us. We like it that we are increasing in number. Our numbers are increasing on a daily basis. New citizens or newfound citizens are coming to Biafra. One note I want you to take care of is that you are not a member, you are a citizen of Biafra.
A citizen, a free born citizen, all of you.
Don't say you are a member or you want to join us as a member. No, Biafra is a Biafra. We don't do membership here. We are a nation trying to go back to how we were before the British came to meet us with all forms of discord, all forms of atrocity, all forms of disunity, which we are now trying to get back into formation. It's a big shame, but we are working on it. Our own people are denying us because their brain has been washed up. We are trying to put them together, and of course majority are trying to see the light. And indeed, before we bring back Biafra, everybody will know their footings as we keep getting information that couldn't have been obtained otherwise. We get and dig down. We dig out the root of the papers we are looking for. And Chukwuma Abiyama is our witness. He's taking us and showing us where we need to get information that will bring about the restoration of Biafra. That's what we do here. That's the only thing we preach on, restoration of Biafra. Every other thing becomes obiter dicta, things said by the way. But we are here on a daily basis, interacting with our people. No subject is in exclusion. Bring everything, bring it on. We discuss it. My people, we are lovely. We love all of you wherever you are, men, women. We want to restore the dignity that we came out with from origin. We cannot die in foreign lands. And that's why we are fighting vigorously to restore and return all of you back to
where you came from. We are too much abroad, too much everywhere. Even the countries where we're supposed not to go to, we are going there, enslaving ourselves. It's like soiling our royal oaths. We need to go back home. Director, thank you for making things possible for everybody. And we will get to the final freedom destination called Biafra. We will return back there. Good evening to all of you, and Director, good night to you.
Thank you very much. The barrister, you are not just a great Biafran, but a very good man. And thank you very much, and happy belated birthday to you as well. This is Radio Biafra. People are asking me to sing happy birthday to the barrister. They want to embarrass me, they want to shame me, and I'm not going to oblige them. This is a very serious platform, and we shall leave it at that. I must thank each and every one of you, those that got through, those that didn't get through, those that we mentioned, and those we could not mention their names. All of you are my relatives. It doesn't sound very well in English language. It doesn't sound sweet. That is the best way to put it. That is the best way to understand it. We are one people. After all, today, courtesy of somebody whom I don't know personally, but that knows that the importance of truth in what we are doing. I now know that I have relatives in River State. There is a Faruku in River State. I never knew that before. But we are there. That goes to show that we are one people. You see that the truth, you cannot suppress it. Regardless of what you do, the truth is there and it is paramount. That is why we proclaim on this very platform without fear or favor. As we said before, I am not afraid of what man may say. My only fear comes from the wrath of Chukwu Abiama. And only him I shall worship. And I will close this program this very day by reaffirming that my belief in the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is supreme and complete, and that through Biafra I may be able to worship God. And I will repeat what God said to Moses on Mount Sinai. This is my guiding light. This is the anchor of my belief personally and my faith as a human being. And this is what makes Biafra very special. And God spake all these words. I quote directly from Exodus 20. I have put it on my wall on Facebook for those who are deaf, stupid, and deceived. I am not. I understand English language very well. And I interpret words and make use of it. And God spake all these words. Chukwu Abiama speaking. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in the heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not, I repeat, you shall not bow down to them or worship them. No image. You cannot worship them. For I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. And we say that holy is his name. Where we come from, the only language spoken in heaven, if you want to worship God, is beauty, beauty, mama. That is how we greet people where we come from. Chukwu Abiama is our God. And because Biafra is our religion, and because we worship on this platform, Radio Biafra, every honor and glory will go to Chukwu Abiama. Biafra is his own. If he wants to be remembered on this earth, not remembered, to be worshipped and glorified, then he must give us Biafra. Because without Chukwu Abiama, we are all dead anyway and empty. That is why we ask him to bless and keep each and every one of you. That is why we ask Chukwu Abiama in all that we do and we have become, that only him, the supreme creator of the heavens and the earth, shall bless Biafra. And from here, we say thank you and good night.